Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I see everybody calling in, the people calling in. I was just talking to my sister behind the scenes. I was telling her it feel good when you see people calling in, you know, before the show start. It always feel good to have support tuning in when, you know, when the show about to start. I really appreciate it. I got a good show for everybody. Tonight I've been sitting and waiting. Well, I wasn't sitting around all day. I did a lot of stuff today. I went to New York today, and then I ran some errands. Then I was able to come home, take like a quick 15-minute power nap. That's all I really need. You know, some people afraid to take naps. They like, I can't take a nap because then it'll make me more tired. But not me. I could take a 5-minute nap or 10-minute nap, and I'll be charged. I'll be charged and ready to go. Today, let me see. I got some topics today, and a lot of people told me they was good topics. So I want people to really participate in the show. Let me go over the topics real quick. I got to stop saying that. The first topic is, you're not a damn spring chicken. The second topic is, how do you know when God doesn't want you in a relationship? Excuse me. The third topic is, falling in love. To that, I got in parentheses, stop thinking your friends are happy for you. So falling in love, stop thinking your friends are happy for you when you're falling in love. And the fourth topic is the grass greener on the other side? Now, I thought those would be good topics for the evening. And they're pretty self-explanatory. And I think they are good topics. So if you feel free, if anybody want to chime in on any of them later on, you know, during the show, just feel free to do it. Once again, you know the rules. If you're on the phone lines, you want to make a comment, you have to press 1. And for the links, Jay Sean and the links, that's the people that's out there on the links. I gave all my listeners this on the links, like Gladys Knight and the Pips. I call them Jay Sean and the links. So for all the people on the link, I really appreciate it. Like I said, those are the listeners that's counted. They don't really count everybody that call on the phone because I guess so many people call in and hang up and call back and hang up. But I appreciate the people that calling on the lines. I appreciate the people that listen on the link. However you want to support the show is okay with me. I had a lot of things that was on my mind. Well, first of all, I don't know if y'all heard my sister podcast last night. If you didn't, it was a really good podcast. You still could see it if you're going. It might be on my Facebook page, but I know it's on hers. She'll tell you what it is a little bit later because she's on the line. And it really was a good podcast last night about family and love and stuff like that. So if you get a chance, let's go back and listen to it because it really was a good podcast. Today, I decided, you know, once again, you know what my podcast is all about. It's about relationships. And we're going to get it right. If it takes from now time, we gonna get this relationship thing right. Because it ain't right. I met this female, and I was telling her about the podcast. I hope she's listening. And she was saying, how can you have a relationship podcast if you don't believe in love? And I thought to myself, I said, man, people really wrapped up in this love thing. It's getting kind of scary to me. There's so many people are wrapped up in this love thing, wanting love and searching for love and needing love. It's so much I want to tell them. I don't discourage anybody. Everybody got their own beliefs. Everybody got their own feelings, just like I do. Everything I say, I always say, it's just my opinion from my experiences with life, my knowledge. So I'm not trying to deter anybody away from love. If you love, love. God bless you. Let the whole world be full of love. But it's a few things that, no, it's more than a few things. It's a lot of things that people should know about love. Love don't keep relationships together. If you think that love keep relationships together, you really need to reconsider and go back to the drawing board. Now, why would Jay Sean, man, my throat, pardon me one second. Why would Jay Sean say that love don't keep relationships together? Because it doesn't. Love fades away. It's values. And everything about values that keep a relationship together. How many times have you met people that say, no, not even people that say, how many times have you met people that are divorced? They was in love one time, but now they divorced. How many times have you met people to say, I just love that man or I just love that girl, but I can't be with them? That's self-explanatory right there. Listen to what you're saying. I love that person, but I can't be with them. That's right there. You love that person, but you can't be with them. That's letting you know right there that love don't keep relationships together. It got to be something else other than love that keep a relationship together. That's what you got to dig deep down inside and find out. Things in love. And that's why I said values, communication, commitment. And you know I'm right, because you can go anywhere and you can meet a million people who was married, 1,000 people that was married or was living together and everything, but now they're apart. All that started with love. So sooner or later, they fell out of love, or sooner or later, the love faded. So you need more than love to keep a relationship together. The secret, I believe the secret to it all is loving yourself. You have to love yourself before you can love somebody else. You know, yeah, I'm going to get into it. I didn't want to get into it yet, but I'm going to get into it. I'm going to start it off. I didn't even play any music yet. Hold on one second. Cheers. Everybody know I'm getting my drink on, Tito's. I'm doing everything over here. I'm feeling good. People know that, where I was at, I was saying that, how many times do you find people that say, oh, I hate being alone. I can't, you know, like, because me, I love being alone. I love being in my house alone, I could be by myself. How many times we hear people say, oh, I just hate to be by myself. Oh, I just can't take it. I just need a friend. I just need a friend to come by sometime. I need somebody to come spend the weekend with me. I need somebody to take me out sometime. I just can't be by myself. Why? Why you think you say that? If you can't be with your own self, how you think somebody else want to be with you? See, because I love being by myself, and I love myself. So who got to get it and get off of that love thing when I'm saying, and I'm still Mr. Fuck Love, and I'm not changing that. Because I know and understand that you need more than love to make a relationship work. You need more than love to make things, the relationship grow and move on to the next level and to the next stage. You got to love yourself. Find out about yourself. How many times you went out to, how many times are the listeners or the people on the link, how many times you went out to eat by yourself? And how many tables, one? How many times you went to the movies? How many, one ticket? How many times you did something by yourself? I go out to eat by myself. I go on vacations by myself. I can go to the movies by myself. I can go to dinner by myself. I could go to a concert by myself because I love myself. How many people could say they did that? How many people could say they went out to eat to a restaurant by themselves? You might be saying that's stupid, or why would I? That's not stupid. You're spending time with yourself. How many people say they can't stand, they can't just take being in their apartment or their house by themselves? It drives them crazy, the boredom, the loneliness. I just can't take being by myself. I just wish I had somebody. I just wish I had some company sometime. Or you got a man and he not coming and you home waiting for him and you texting him when you coming and you calling him when you coming. Be home and just chill. You got a day off. You can't be by yourself. You gotta call your friend, or you gotta call your boyfriend, or you gotta call your sex partner, or you gotta call somebody to see what they doing. Why you gotta see what they doing? Why your day off gotta depend on somebody else? That's your day off. You got the weekend off, and you sit home, and you wish, I just wish I had somebody here with me. I just wish I had somebody here with me. Why? Learn to love yourself. And this is a true statement. If you can't be with yourself, why would somebody else want to be with you? You can't even be with yourself. Yeah, we're going to have a good one tonight because the relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love, is over here drinking and I'm feeling good. Yeah, and if I start slurring my speech, let me know. If I start talking backwards, or somebody let me know, text me or inbox me. But I doubt if that happened. Me and my sister, we talk all the time. After her show, she said to me, how many people did I have? excuse me. How many people did I have listening? I said, I'm not going to tell you how many people you had listening to the show. She said, I just don't want it to be a little bit of people. I want it to be a good amount. I said, I'm not going to tell you. I'm always going to tell you more than people that was on listening, because I don't want to discourage you. I don't want to discourage anybody who got a show. So anybody who asks me that, I'm not going to tell them. If you only have five people listening, I'm not going to tell you that because that would discourage you. When I first started, and I might have had five people, and I might have had 10 people, and I might have said, man, that's the only people I got that's listening to my show, all the friends I got, all the family I got, and I only got 10 people on the line. But let me explain to you. Let me explain to you why the number of people you got listening to your show don't really matter. Because you might have, say you might have 10 people on the phone and 10 people on the link. That's 20 people you got listening to your show. Now, if you do your best, and you have to do your best, no matter if you got one person listening or 100 people listening, you have to do your best. That's what I do. I do my best. So I'm going to do my best, and I got 20 people listening. And if I do my best, those 20 people, you know what they're going to say? Oh, man, that show was good as hell, Jay Sean did. So if 15 out of those 20 people tell somebody about your show, now that's 35 people that know about your show. Now those other 15, they might come the next week and listen to your show. And if you do your best, and don't worry about numbers, then those 15 people might say, damn, he had a good-ass show. And those 15 people might tell 7 more people. Now you got 42 people that know about your show. Now, half of them listen to your show, and you do your best, and you come out, and you give a bomb show, and you talk from your heart, and you do a good podcast. And people are entertained and people like what you're saying, whether they think you're intelligent or whether they think you're a fool. People just like entertainment. People just want something to listen to. And the people who don't take their time out to listen to your show, your friends and your family, if they don't take time to listen to your show, when you tell them about your podcast and you've been doing it for a minute, shame on them. Because it's just a podcast. It's educational. It's something elevating your soul. It's doing something different. We all in the third quarter of life, just about. You know what I call the quarters. 0 to 25 years old is the first quarter of your life. 25 to 50 is the second quarter of your life. 50 to 75 is the third quarter of your life. And 75 to 100 is the fourth quarter. You only get four quarters. So I think most of my listeners are in the third quarter of their life. What else we going to do on a Friday night? What else we going to do on a Wednesday night, a Thursday night, a Sunday night, a Monday night? Tune into a podcast. We waste our time watching Netflix and everything, and you stroll. Sometimes I could stroll through Netflix. I stroll through Netflix so long looking for a movie that I done watched a movie. So you can't say I don't want to listen to this podcast or that podcast because, oh, I don't want to listen to it because it's just him. I know him. Or it's just corny. Or I'm not into that. Stuff like that bothers me. It really do. Or people want to say, I'm like the young lady I met, you don't believe in love? How can you have a relationship podcast? How can I have a relationship podcast? Because I'm almost 60 years old. I've been married twice. I've been divorced twice. I've been in love with people. I done had my heart broke. People done left me. I done left them. I done dated people. I done did all that. More than a decades. So I think that qualified me and anybody else that's on the line listening to have a relationship podcast. I believe Mr. Solution said that you don't got to have a degree. You got to have experience. And I got plenty of experience. I got plenty of good times and bad times. Love, everybody. Love, 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 love. The next time somebody tell me they love me, I'm going to ask them how many books they read. Seriously, I am. I'm going to say how many books you read. And my sister on here, I'm going to ask her in a minute, how many books you read, my sister, how many books you read last year? And I'm gonna make a good point about that. The next time somebody tell you they love you, ask them how many books they read. And I'm gonna give you a little bit game or something why I say that. I wrote a book, my life story in 2008. The Patterson Pimp. I wrote a book about my life story. Now, in my book, that's my life story. I think I was 48 when I wrote that book. So you got from 48, from 0 to, let's not even say 0 to 48. Let's say from 18 to 48. That's 30 years. So I put 30 years of knowledge, of trials and tribulations, ups and downs, good times and bad times, positives and negatives, broken hearts and love affairs, sex capades. I put all that, 30 years of that in the book, and you did all that for $15. Now, you think that ain't worth it? Now, I'm not just talking about my book. I'm talking about self-help books, biblical books, autobiography, science fictions, whatever you want to read or whatever you need to float your boat or however you need it. But we got to start gaining knowledge out here today. Read some books before you tell somebody you love them. Read the Bible. It don't really matter. That word kills me. I'm going to go to a song. Because I see somebody pressing one. You got, hold on for a minute. I got a friend to the show that's supposed to call in at 8:30. Call him a resident to the show. And we just gonna jump right into it with the relationship talk. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good. I hope everybody else is feeling good. Zip to get your coffee or get your tea or your soda or your wine or your Aste Spumante or whatever Xanax or a cigarette or just Kool-Aid or whatever you get, iced tea, lemonade, whatever you need to get yourself right, do it right now, and we're gonna come right back. Let me see if I can set this song up. I picked a good song today. Start off my show. Let me see. Hold on. It's February 3rd, 2023, and it's 8:23. Do you know where your children at? Who remember that commercial? It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids at? Okay, let's jump into this. I picked this song out. Like, all week I listen to songs, and I try to pick out the right song for my show. Because it kind of sets the mood for a show. So you got to listen to the words, though. We're going to take a quick song break, and I'm going to come right back, dropping jewels. We're going to get into the topics. We're going to talk more relationship talk. I'm going to give you more of my crazy my opinionated opinions on love and relationships. And I hope the young lady calling who walked out my movie in 2015, because she said she didn't like my movie, so she had to walk out. I would love to know more about what part made her walk out and what she didn't like about it. I mean, she didn't have to. I just want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this song. I love this song. Listen to the words, everybody.
Special. walked this morning to somebody in a video talking about something I posted in a video. If it wasn't me, then would you even get offended? Or is it just because I'm black and heavy? Y'all don't hear me, though. I've been the same since I've been driving slow on internet. Call up anybody I know and they will tell you that fame is pretty new, but I've been used to people judging me. That's why I move the way I move and why I'm so in love with me. I'm used to feeling case nobody told you today, you're special. In case nobody made you believe, you're special. Well, I will always love you the same. You're special. I'm so glad that you're still with us. Broken, but damn, you feel perfect. Special. Could you imagine a world where everybody's the same and you could cancel a girl cause she just wanted to change? How could you throw fucking stones if you ain't been through a pain? That's why we feel so alone. That's why we feel so ashamed. I'm used to feeling alone. Oh, so I thought that I let you know. Oh, in case nobody told you today.
Jam right there. How many people how many people know what is she really talking about on this song? I really like this song right here. But it's just so long. I'm trying to get to the part to see how many people really know what she talking about.
In case nobody told you today, you're special. In case nobody made you believe, you're special.
I think she talking about her vagina, for real. I'm serious. I think this lady is talking about her vagina. I don't know. I might be wrong. But I'm trying to dissect it. I see my call on the line. Bear with me. Give me 1 minute. Bear with me. 1 minute. 1 minute. Bear with me.
So, well, I will always love you the same. You're special. I'm so glad that you're still with us. Broken, but damn, you're still perfect. Special. Could you imagine a world where everybody's the same and you could cancel a girl cause she just wanted to change? How could you throw fucking stones if you ain't been through a pain? That's why we feel so alone. That's why we feel so ashamed. I'm used to feeling alone. Oh, so I thought that I let you know.
Yeah, right there at this part. It sound like she's saying, what's your vagina's name? For real. Check, watch, listen. What's your vagina's name?
You're special.
So what's your vagina's name?
You're special. Well, I will always love you the same.
You didn't tell me about that.
I'm so glad that you're still with us. Broken.
What's your vagina's name?
In case nobody told you today, your sexual health. In case nobody made you believe, your sexual health. Well, I will always have you the same.
Oh, man, I love that. I love that record. I love that record. I really do. I really do. Back to the show. Who's on the line tonight? Wait a minute. One second. Sis.
Yeah.
You here?
I'm here.
Was she talking about her vagina?
I don't know. You were special, but hear that part. I thought it was special.
It sounded like she was saying, "What's your vagina's name?"
All I heard is that you're so special.
Oh, you didn't. You wasn't paying attention to the song. What's going on?
Nothing. How about you?
Nothing. I'm just feeling good, trying to help these people out tonight. Talking about relationships. Did you hear what I said earlier?
Yeah.
Did you find any merit to that?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
About like some people that can't be home alone. Like, you know how some people like really, I mean, well, some, a lot of us don't like being, a lot of people, like, sometimes, you know, you don't want to be home alone, but, you know, a lot of people really can't be home alone.
Some people can't be by themselves.
That's what I mean.
Whatever reason that is, some people really, truly can't be by themselves, but it's very sad because who else you going to be with but yourself?
Right.
I don't want to take up your time, but I want to say this. When you're a newborn and you're laying in the crib or your mother got you laying down, you by yourself and you experimenting, watching your hands and your feet and things around you, and you keeping yourself company. If you didn't experience that, you can't carry that through life because you came in, like they always say, in the world by yourself. It's only you. So you got to be ready to be okay by yourself.
That's true. That's really true. What about the lady that's saying that if you don't believe in love, you shouldn't have a relationship podcast?
You do believe in love. You're just saying to everyone and to yourself that, you know, you tried it, like everybody else. You tried it. You've been there in several occasions, several ways, and you just feel that for you, you don't believe in the concept of being in love. Nobody can unfault you for that. You know, some people just keep trying to find that person or something to love, but you have came to the grips that it's not for you, it's not out there, and whatever it is, people ain't got it together to know that it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Do you need, do you believe a relationship need more than love?
For me, I believe that you, like back in the day or even now, you got to become friends first. And then you start catching feelings. And as you start catching feelings, then maybe one day that person might say something or do something, and you'd be like, "Dad, I'm in love with them. You know what I mean? I want to spend my life with them. You know what I mean? I can't see going this journey by myself without them in my life." You have to come to grips with that person is the ultimate person that you want to share your space with for now or for the rest of your life.
So it's more than love.
It's more than love.
That's the point. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than love.
You know, everybody say, like, I know a lot of people don't like to listen to the Bible, but it says, for God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So now, that's love that you gave a part of you to a whole world to love them, to show that you love the Father. But some people, they go into relationship for all different reasons, not for the love of the person, but for the love of what a person can do or give them. We got to stop thinking about what it's going to give us or do for us and think about the real reason for love. It's the essence of being with another person and sharing your whole being with that person.
That's true. So love might still be out there for love might still be out there for you too then.
Oh, I'm hoping on it. You know what I mean? I'm hoping on it. I'm like you. I've been married twice, you know what I mean? I've been a widow twice. And like I know someone special out there for me waiting. It's just that I overlooked them, didn't find them, or I'm looking in the wrong places. But I know he's there. And I gotta wait for my time to come.
Oh, that was sweet. You know, love is out there somewhere. Wait, I think it's a song like that. A slow song about love is out there somewhere. But I ain't gonna beat you up talking. Just stay with me, all right?
But don't forget to ask me about the book. Don't forget to ask me about the books.
You heard what I said, right? Next time somebody tell me they love me, I'm going to ask them how many books they read. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I said that because I know my sister reads a lot of books. How many books you read a year?
I add on a book every year. I do 30 books a year now, this year.
She's a keeper. For real. That's my analogy for 2023. If you tell me you love me, I'm going to ask you, how many books have you read? Because knowledge is in books. If you haven't read any, how else you going to get it but trials and tribulations in this world if you don't gain knowledge? Like I said, even with my book, you get 30 years of trials and tribulations and ups and downs and all different situations for $15. So you might got a book by T.D. Jakes, or you might got a book by Albert Einstein, or Earl Nightingale, or Miles Mora, or you might have a book by anybody. Get them books, self-help books, read them books, find out about different things. You might find out about yourself. Trust me on that, because I read a lot, always did, always will. But let me go to the line real quick. Stay with us, all right?
Yeah.
8555, you live.
Yeah, what's going on, my brother and sister? How y'all doing? And everybody else?
Oh, what's going on, Sha?
What's there? Yeah,
nothing.
Just,
got some Johnny Walker Blue over here.
You doing it big, man.
I wish.
Yeah, man. You big with the blue if you had that blue, boy.
No, those. But hold up, before you talk, let me tell the audience of that story about the Johnny Walker Blue. When, we used to special occasions when Sha D was a drinker. I don't know if he's still drinking. This is my best friend. So since we was 9 years old, 50 years of friendship. And on special occasions, he used to want to get Johnny Walker Blue. But this was in the 90s, and it was like $200 for a bottle. And not a big, big bottle. And he would get it. He would get the if nobody didn't want to chip in and help him get a $200 bottle, he would get it himself. The $200 bottle of Johnny Walker Blue, and the liquor is blue. And then we all would start, once he bought it, we would all start begging for it. And he would pour us like little corners. In a cup, like little corners, and I used to beg, give me some more, man, give me some more. He would pour us like a little, like just a little drop. We all was too stingy to put in on it. You remember them days, Shaw?
Yeah, definitely, definitely, brother, definitely remember those days.
That Johnny Walker Blue. I believe the last time I was at your house, you had some. The house up here, you had.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
The last time I was up there at the house before you moved, I think you had some Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah.
And you poured me a little dab that night.
You know, you don't need it's the quality. It's the quality, not the quantity.
It's the taste. Yeah,
like
what's going on with you?
Man. What's going on?
Huh?
Man? What's going on? Just, you know, I'm
nothing,
just listening,
man,
to, you know, some of the topics that you was putting out, you know. You're not a spring chicken, and you know that type of stuff. Yeah, you know that makes a difference. And you know, I mean, falling in love, for example, falling in love to me personally is different than learning to love somebody. You know, it's a difference. You know, because like to me, when you fall in love. You fall in love with who or what you want a person to be, or what you think they are, or what they present to you. Either way, it's not really who the person is. So normally when you find out who the person is, then you was really in love with an image, a mirage, something that didn't really exist. So, you know, so a lot of times that's when you say, okay, I love this person, you know, but I can't be with him because you wasn't in love with the real person anyway, you know, because you thought you were loving somebody, but, you know, you really wasn't loving the person for who they truly are. And the other part that you were saying is that, you know, love itself is not enough. No, love takes work. It's like, you know, if you pray, you know what I'm saying? If you pray and you just wait for something to happen, it's not going to happen. You got to pray and work towards whatever it is you're praying to do for. You know what I mean? So that's the thing about love. In order to make love work, you got to put some effort towards it. You got to do some things to make the love work. And love is, and like Lisa said, a lot of people is one-sided in love. They're looking for what they can receive, but they don't want to give what they're willing to receive. So in order to make it work, you got to be able to give just as much as you're willing to receive. All right? So that's my take.
Yeah, no, that's real. Because I don't think people look at it from all the point of views and all the angles. You know what I mean? I think it's just, I just got a problem with people being captivated. You know, like captivated with falling in love. Like that's the all being. Like I just, you know what I mean? I have to find love. And I just can't see it. I don't know.
So what you say?
I don't agree with that.
So what you saying? People just in love with the idea of being in love.
Right. People in love with the thought of being in love. Right. Like I said, I know people right now who can't even be in the house but by themselves, with themselves. But you got to find out about yourself. You got to love yourself, but you want somebody else to be in. You can't even be in the house with yourself. How you want somebody else to be in there with you? You can't even be in there with yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, if you look at it like that, I mean, if somebody don't want to be with themselves, then obviously I would take it that they don't like themselves too much. So if you don't like yourself, how are you going to get somebody else to like you, let alone?
Right. Exactly. You hit it right on the head, the point I was trying to make. That's exactly the point I was trying to make right there. You got to love yourself. And you can't just, it don't happen overnight. Spend so much time not trying to find out who they are and not trying to find out and learn how to love theyself. It's almost like a woman or a man, whatever. But I'm just saying a woman because I'm talking from a man's point of view. It's almost like a lady who cook a cake, bake a cake, but she put too much sugar in the cake or too much salt in the cake. And then she feed it to the man and the whatever. And it's like, it's too much sugar in here or something like that. You made it like that. But now you're trying to force it onto somebody else. So what I'm saying is like you gotta correct yourself. You gotta make. I'm just using an analogy on a cake. You know what I mean? Or make yourself right before you push yourself on somebody. Love yourself before you push yourself on somebody. A lot of people get wrapped up in, or you catch people at times saying, "I'm too." Or you catch the people that sometimes saying, I'm too old, or I've been through too much. Or you catch the people on the other side that swear because they older that they know everything. Age don't mean wisdom. And a lot of old people is full of regrets. And trust me, regret is not wisdom. Regret is just something that you wish you never went through. So people gotta come together. And tonight I'm preaching. That's why I played that record you said by Lizzo. That is Lizzo. That's why I played that record tonight. You special. That's why I'm talking tonight about loving yourself. See, I don't get up here and talk that love shit. I don't do that. I get up here and talk love yourself. Learn yourself. Love yourself, and then you maybe somebody will be able to love you, and you will be able to love them back. And because I see it all the time. And we all see it all the time. We all see people out here, this, even the people that portray the single women and the single men who pretend like, oh, I'm okay, I don't need anybody.
Somebody probably texting me.
When they, you know, when they really want somebody, I mean. And then, like, one of my topics is, I'm not changing the subject, but like one of my topics is, falling in love, and stop thinking all your friends is happy for you when you fall in love. That's one of my topics tonight, because at my age, I learned that everybody you think is happy for you is not happy for you. You meet a guy or you meet a woman and you think they are everything and you're telling your friends and they might, she or he might not have nobody and they pretend that they happy for you. But they really not. They hoping for your downfall. And you think because you falling in love, like you got the upper hand or you really doing something. Nah, you know, falling in love, you know what that is? You just falling. Why you think they call it falling in love? Because you fallen. And I know people don't like when I talk about that love thing like that, about falling in love and all that. Yo, falling in love, that ain't no big accomplishment. That ain't no big deal because you falling in love, like, or you met love and all. That's not a big accomplishment. I could tell you what's a big accomplishment, but falling in love is not one. Anybody could fall in love. It could be just the right time when you need love. Shit, it could be enough alcohol at night that made you fall in love. It could be anything that made you fall in love. That's why you see people who be together and then they got a woman and then, oh, I got a female, I got a girlfriend now. Well, I got a boyfriend now, I got a man now, I got a woman now, and we doing this and this and that. And then 3 months later, you see him. Yo, what happened? He wasn't shit. Oh, no, she wasn't the one. So falling in love, love is not the key. It's other things. That's the only analogy I'm trying to make when I'm talking about falling in love and stuff like, you know, all that love stuff and all that. But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that people shouldn't have love and be willing to receive it and give it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you got to love yourself first. And then you might just get love. You might just get the man of your dreams. You might just get the woman of your dreams. You might get that person that go to work and come home and cook dinner, or he come home and he shower you with kisses and you take off his shoes, or he take off your shoes and you give him a massage and he give you a massage, and y'all drink wine and y'all go to bed, and you know, then you have children, and then the children go to college and you and them live happily ever after. You have walks in the park. You got the picket fence. You might just be able to get all that. I guess that's the final goal for it all. We dream about stuff like that. People dream about to have the perfect man, or you dream about the perfect woman. I guess they out there. I don't know. Anyway, Sha, so what? Let me see. I got some. What you think about this one, Sha? How do you know when God doesn't want you in a relationship? I was listening to a pastor talk about this. How do you know when God doesn't want you in a relationship? And I thought that was deep.
Yeah, the only thing I can say is you have to be in touch with your spirituality to figure that out. If you're not in touch with your spirituality, you're not going to be able to figure that out. You know, because that's something that's beyond the surface. That's something that's going to be in your heart and soul that you're going to feel to the core of yourself that, okay, God don't want me in it, because he's going to put it in there. It's not going to be just, you know, something that you just thinking is you're gonna feel that, you know, it's gonna be embedded in you, and it's gonna be signs. He's gonna show signs of things that's gonna occur, that's gonna confirm that. But you have to be, like I said, you have to be connected to your spirituality to be able to receive that. You know, that's true. My take on it.
No, that's true, because when I was thinking about it, and I was saying, how do you know when God doesn't want you in a relationship? I was even thinking about the spiritual part, like signs. You know, when you get signs and you get a gut feeling about something. I was even thinking about that in a spiritual way, like that, because a lot of times you might meet somebody, and he was a drug addict, or he just came from prison, or he got too many kids, or he don't want to work, but you're not seeing that. Or you might see red flags or something like that. God might be sending you red flags or something like that, but you're not seeing it.
Right. I agree, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I was kind of thinking about when I was thinking about that. But anyway, that's like a spiritual, you know, a spiritual one. I got more going on than that. Let me see. Hold on. Stay with me, Sha. Let me see who else on the line.
All right, you got it.
1173.
That's Brother Miles. How y'all brothers doing?
What's good,
how
are
you,
Mom?
Brother Miles?
How you doing, Brother Miles?
I'm all right. Two things. I think order to find love, you got to find not only yourself but the right partner. You got to work at it. You just don't like jump right in there. It's a process. You got to work for them relationships to last. When I hear people who've been married like 40, 50, 60 years, it must be something there. And like you said, far as like when, you know, God don't want you to, you know, let you know you got the wrong person. Yeah, if you're going in and out of jail or he out there doing the wrong thing, that's a sign right there. That's the kind of life you want. God don't want you to have that kind of life. That's the way I look at it. And we always throw love out there. You know, I love you, man. You my brother. I always will love you. And I like them songs out there now, Love Gonna Get You. And what's that song about? You got a guy out there selling drugs, chasing that dream, money, and all that craziness. I love this stuff. It all the way how you value love. You got people like I said, you get to know each other first, friendship. You know that she'll be there for you, you be there for her, and that grows. The next thing you know, that friendship, you start realizing, hey, I have feelings for this person, and they feel like that. Because it ain't good to be one person feeling you and the other one ain't. So you got to work at it.
You ever had a situation where you maybe thought the grass was greener on the other side, Miles?
Yes, I thought that I was going to be with this girl for a long period of time. But it turns out we end up being friends more than anything, because we realized it was just, you know, best that we be friends before we continue, you know, on and on. Because you don't want to, like, start feeling like, yo, we could be other than that, and she not feeling that or he not feeling that, and then that relationship ends. You're no longer friends because one person want to take it too far. You know, so you got to cut your losses. Like, okay, we tried it. It didn't work, but we still could be friends. But it do hurts, you know, when it's like it don't turn out the way you hope to. But, you know, the fact that it do turn out that way, it also could turn out to be a good thing, too, because you're still friends. You know what you both went through, what you tried, and it didn't work, but you're still partners. As we say, partners in crime. It works.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. I'm 65. I've been there twice. And I figured
you're in
like
the third quarter of life.
Yeah, I figure in 65 years I have more than I have a lot of kids, but I only got one and five grandkids and a stepson. I got a stepson, and I don't even know the name of his kids because they all over New Jersey. And that's crazy, too. Right. Like, you know, you always talk about, yo, man, I found the right one, Dad. Like you said, 2 months later, nah, man, I wasn't feeling her. No, she wasn't feeling you. You out there doing stupid stuff. No woman wants no man who out there doing stupid stuff. What you doing coming home 11, 12 o'clock at night? What you doing out there that late at night and you ain't working? Then he get mad at me when I call him out on stuff like that. I told you, like, no, don't be thinking that. You told me, especially when you got a girl, like some of my friends, they not my friends no more because they call me a cornball because I get to meet the girls that they date, right? And these girls, they are real decent women that they be dating. And they be doing them wrong. And then they want me to lie for them. And I tell them I'm not going to do that. Yo, man, you supposed to be my homie. No, if I'm your homie, you wouldn't have your homie lying to people that treat you nice. They treat me with respect, so I treat them back. And then you want me to turn around and start lying to them because you want to do stupid things. And I'm not doing that. So most of them guys I used to hang out with, they don't want to hang out with me no more because they know I'm not going to lie for them. And I'm not going to do that.
So are you looking for love right now, Miles?
No, because what I'm doing right now, I'm trying to get my life right. I'm trying to get me right to make that next step.
How old are you?
I just turned 65. I just got out of a relationship that I was dating this girl. She was 20 years younger than me. We had great times, but I couldn't keep,
I don't mean to cut you off. You 65, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just got out of a 4-year relationship?
No. I said a relationship. She was in her 40s. I'm in my 60s. She was 20 years younger than me. We dated for like 2.5 years. But I realized that, you know, I'm not right for her. Even though we still buddies, but she deserves somebody that's going to keep up with her and do the things that she really liked to do. And plus, I knew that I wasn't in love. I liked her, but I wasn't looking like long term, like she was. And you know, when you got one person looking long term, another one like, nah, I ain't gonna be there. Look, think about it. I'm 70. She 50. Right? I'm 85, she's 65. Come on. She could do, you know, get somebody, I always tell her, get somebody closer to your age where you can enjoy your life.
I don't want to be hanging with no woman just to be hanging because I got a girl. I understand that 20-year difference. Trust me, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was saying is that you said that you were 65 years old and you was like, I'm trying to get myself together, right?
Yeah, because, you know, you go through relationships, and then you try to, before you can get into anything else, you got to get out of that feeling you had with the person you just broke up with. You got to get back,
yeah,
you got to get your balance back.
But
you know,
some people might say, what about the people who say, you 65 years old and you don't got your stuff together yet? What you say to people like that?
Well, first of all, I don't care what they think because it's about what I think, what I feel, because I got to live with myself. You know, because if I'm coming out of a relationship and that I had like feelings for the person, you know, you just don't go in there and figure, oh, if I get rushed into another relationship, maybe I'm feeling go. It don't work like that. You just got to get your balance back. It don't take forever to do that. You know, you start saying, hey, yeah, I went through that, it's not working. Now I got to get back on track. Get my head back focused. And like you said, you never know who you're going to meet out there. First of all, when you run into a lot of people, you talk to people, you never know. hey, you know, I like the way you talk, you know. I like to talk to you some other time. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You never know what can happen. But you just don't get out of a relationship and you just start rushing into things because you're not dealing with what you just got out of. That's the way I look
at it.
That's
true. That's true.
And I don't drink I don't drink no blue stuff.
You don't, you don't drink that
drinking,
Johnny Walker Blue?
Nah, I stopped drinking like 15, 16 years ago. I gave all that stuff up. Cigarettes, weed, all that stuff. Drinking. I got to start,
yeah,
you know, got to start taking
that's
care of your health.
Thing.
Like Sha always said, you got to eat right, do the right thing.
Yeah, that's bars right there.
Yeah.
That's, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm getting ready to get back on point myself. I had
and oh yeah, that song you was playing. That song you was playing, I ain't hear that girl say no vagina, man. Get out of here with that. You need to stop drinking whatever you drink. Hey Sha, I think he still got that blue water over there you gave him, man. He can't let it go. He's starting to see the wrong thing. And listen to hearing things now.
She said, what's your vagina name? She's special. She's special. See, now I'm going to have to play it again before the show ends, man.
And well, you keep listening to what you're hearing. You're going to be hearing the wrong thing one day. That girl might say, I don't love you. You're going to say, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Then you're going to be there sitting in that store with that Spanish lady out there who over here be out there by herself all the time.
Oh, no, not mommy. No way. That lady is a piece of work.
Yeah, she kind of cracks me up too, man. She walk around with a calculator and still count wrong.
Yep. That's her. That's her. You know exactly who we talking about, the same person.
But, you know, this love thing is, you know, I think you're right. More people looking for love than, like, looking for try to, because love is something, you know, you work at, you earn it.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about every week. Go ahead,
Sha. I think what Miles was saying is true. And, you know, basically you were saying the same thing. We got it, you know, you got to work on yourself. You know what I mean? Like Miles said, okay, he still had unresolved emotions floating around because he was in a relationship. So a lot of people get into other relationships with unresolved emotions. So now you already coming into a relationship emotionally unstable. So that means you carrying past emotions into a present relationship. It's basically doomed to fail. You know,
and that's what's
happening to us because, as you say, Jay, people are just trying to find love rather than trying to find, as Miles said, somebody who's right for them, somebody who's perfect for them. See, there's no perfect people, but there is somebody who can be perfect for you, and you can be perfect for them. And I think what we're doing, we're looking for the wrong things. We're looking, oh, I want to fall in love. I want the perfect person. No, find the person that is perfect for you. And let the love grow like a flower. Let the love grow. Not fall in love, but let it grow. Let it start from the seed, from the first day you meet, and just let that love flourish. This way, it's a foundation. It's not something that just look good, like you were saying, Jay, on the outside, where people saying, oh, yeah, he takes me here, she buy me this, that, and the other. It's not superficial. It's something that's connected. It's something that's been battle-proof and battle-tested because you don't really know love until you have some hardship. See, everybody can say they love somebody long as the sun's shining. But what about when it rains? What about when the storms come? What about when it gets cold? You know, love is like all these different seasons. All these different things happen in love. We just think it's just like the springtime, the flowers and the warm and everything. No, love get cold. Love get cold sometimes. Sometimes people go through emotions where it makes them cold towards you, and it doesn't mean that they don't love you. It means that they're going through something that you may need to kind of help them with. Sometimes we all need help. See, you need a person that you're willing to help each other when you're going through hard times. See, a lot of times when people go through hard times, other people turn their back on them and walk away. That's what happens far too often. That's why we as men and women are apart, you know. It's people say, oh, yeah, this person got too many problems. This person, you know, want me to fix them. No, it's not a thing of a person wants you to fix them. They want you to help them. Men was originally meant to cultivate the women, but men ain't cultivating women anymore. Women was meant to nurture the children. So we're not doing our job as cultivating, because all we want to do is mow the lawn. We just want to smash and you know, and receive. But no, sometimes we got to really take the time to get involved and listen and help them work through them emotions. We already know the dynamic that the man is supposed to be the one who has the voice of reason. The woman is supposed to be the emotional one. So if one has reason and one has emotion, you put them together, you got the perfect human being. You know, because the woman helps you understand certain things about how to deal emotionally with situations, and you help her how to deal with things in a rational, logical way. And that's where we're missing. We're taking each other's, you know, weaknesses and not looking at them that together, when we put them together, those are strengths. Those are strengths, because sometimes as men, we too hard. We don't know how to be emotional, you know. And then sometimes as women are too emotional, and they don't know how to be rational. But that's why God made us the way he made us, so that we could be helpmates to each other. And it took me a long time to learn that. Yeah.
And you know, other thing, like growing up, they always said, when men get emotional, he's a punk. Man up. You can't get emotional.
Absolutely.
You can't do that. See, because people don't realize relationships is like a building block. You got to build your foundation, a strong one, to keep it going. And, like, you can't, when you get out of a relationship, you can't go into another relationship, because you'd be like, oh, you know, the last girl I was dating, and she used to do this and she used to do that. No girl want to hear that. No guy want to hear you talking about the last girl you've been with, and the girl don't want to talk about the last girls you've been in. It's about us. Like, you get yourself together, like, hey, I'm ready to go find me a new mate.
Because
if you worry about what other people think about you, man, you be done lost your mind.
Yeah, you know, that's why I say the ladies was texting me saying you were so right what you was just saying. For real.
Yeah, because you know, like you're right, because a woman builds she helps build her man up. That support system you got there.
Hold on, Miles. One second.
Let's try to see.
5885. That's
Latoya
Miller.
Miles,
wow, what's going on?
How you doing, Miss Miller? I know that number.
Finally, we got a woman out here other than my sister. Finally. We just had men out here tonight.
Now I'm listening. Great show, Shadiq. You speaking the truth. And Miles, you also too. I'm just listening in. Great show. Y'all are speaking the truth. Lisa, you had such a great show yesterday too. I was on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was trying to get adopted by Lisa last night, boy.
You were talking about that that Duke State was making. That's what you were talking about, Mal.
I was talking about Paris. She'd be having, you know, because my mom used to do that with us because she had 14 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to, like, roll with it. I mean, like, whoa, that's when you know that's family. That's support.
Yeah. No,
that's
definitely.
You know what? Hey, you know, somebody just texted me and said, "Where is Mr. Solution tonight?"
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Sha, you heard me, Sha?
Yeah, I heard you.
Where's the Solution?
Somebody texted me and said, "Where's Mr. Solution tonight?"
So let me find out. I got people.
Mr. Solution, you know who Mr. Solution is? Like Michael Jackson said, "Man in the mirror."
Let me find out we got people tuning in. Let me find out we got people tuning in for Mr. Solution.
Child, think about it, child. The man in the mirror. You look in the mirror. You look at yourself. That's your solution. Make that person you're looking at and looking back at you a better person.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Mr. People love drama. That's why they try to catch up with Mr. Solution. You know, they love drama and stuff like that. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. I gotta. Somebody hit press one a long time. Hold on.
Bring them in.
Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. 4562. You live?
Yeah, I'm here, big bro. What's going on?
Who's this? The resident Mr. B?
Yeah. Great topic tonight, big bro. Great topic. A lot of good information. What's... The brothers is all on point tonight, bro. I got a smile on my face for that right there, bro.
Okay. All right. How you doing tonight?
I'm a little tired, but I'm okay. I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm always feeling good on Friday nights.
Yeah. Well, after the show, I'll be headed to get that teleport.
You told me to buy some teleport, right? I bought the teleport, right? I didn't get a chance to drink it, but a female friend of mine drank it, and she was drunk for 4 days. So. Stop talking about that teleport.
She drank too much.
She drank the whole bottle.
Maybe that's another thing
we need to slow down on that drinking, because that drinking makes you do stupid things. And just like our brother, the Arrowhead, hearing something on a song, he the only one hearing, nobody else hearing.
that right there, I must say, you didn't hear nothing like that.
I said the same. See, Chad, they gave him that blue water. He's mixing his own blue water.
Wow.
He got the wrong seasoning in it.
Hey, Mr. B.
Yeah, what's going on, Jay?
Talk to me, man. We talking about is love all we need to hold relationships together?
That's a really touchy situation right there, I think. I mean, because I can only go on my experiences like all the other brothers, you know, and the way I feel about love is like it's not something that you actually can really look for and find. It just has to happen. Like, I have learned through my experiences, like, when I try to find it, I always get the wrong shit. But when I just be going about my own business, doing my life, shit just happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the brother was saying earlier about the God thing with the love. Like when you know God telling you no about a specific person, when you're trying to build a relationship, it just won't work. Like no matter what you do, it's not gonna work. That's another way you can know too. Like, like when God allow you to meet the right person, it's going to work. It's not going to be hard. It's not going to be one person giving more of their time. It's just going to work. That's how you'll know when that's the person. Because their life and your life, it's going to mesh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be no jealousy. It's like your two lives are just, it's just going to work. And it's not really something I can describe. I just know from my feelings on the inside, like when something is from God, it works. Like it's not hard. It's like you with the podcast. Like to other people, they might think it's work, but this one of your passions. So for you, it ain't no work. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't look at it as work. It's like, This is Jay Sean's show, number one show in New Jersey. Like, this your thing, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't hard for you, but somebody else might be like, dang, he got to do all this. He got to run his phones. He got to do the calls. He got to talk to people. He got to play the music. Like, it might be overwhelming to somebody else because that's not their passion. So that's how I feel about love, you know? Like, you just got to go about your own business, and when it's right, it won't be hard. Like, it just won't be hard, you know? People try to keep something that's not yours. They try to love the wrong people, so to speak. Like, when it's the right person, it'll just work. Like your lives will just work. It'll just work, you know, and that's just my opinion on it, you know.
Look. Do you got love? You got a lot of love inside of you to give somebody?
I got a lot of mind. Now what happens after that, then that's on the creator.
No, not
like,
mine. Do you have a lot of love?
You can't have a lot of love for somebody that you ain't never met yet. Like you can't.
No,
how you gonna do that?
I'm
like,
I'm talking about if you meet somebody. I'm talking about if you meet.
You can't go on it like that, because 9 times out of 10. You're not gonna meet the right person right away. It takes time to meet the right person. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't say,
You know, one thing we never mentioned on the show tonight is the main thing. What is love?
Exactly.
What do we define as love? Are we in love, or do we just love someone? We got to understand. First of all, we got to find what the definition of the word love is truly is. Because they throw it around all day long. But do we know what the definition of love really is?
What is it?
That's what we got to figure out. Because in our mind, love could be a lot of certain things.
It all depends on how you
break it down to yourself. That's what I think
love is. Yeah, that's
everybody
the key.
Got a different opinion on love.
That's right. But you're right about what you're saying about taking time. Like I'm the type of guy, like I can live by myself and it ain't no problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't get bent out of shape just because I'm by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do that. Like, I just take time to be working on me when I'm by myself. I do something else to add more to my life. You know what I'm saying? I don't trip because I'm by myself. A lot of times I got more peace when I'm by myself. You know, once I just get out of that.
Gentlemen, hold on 1 second. Don't go nowhere, Mr. V. Don't go nowhere, all right? Stay with me for a minute. 5972, you live.
Hey, hi everybody. What's up, Jay?
All right, a lady now.
We got a woman now. Perspective.
Yeah.
As soon as we brought her in, somebody texted me and said, "It's another woman trying to chime in." Like, as soon as she pressed in, how you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you? How have you been? Mm-hmm.
I'm all right. You hear us guys up here talking about love?
Absolutely. And it's kind of shocking.
Hold up. First, let me ask you, is love real?
Absolutely, if you can move. When you're walking, does that feel real?
Huh?
Good comeback.
When you're walking, does it feel real to you? Because love is
when
a,
I'm walking,
it's a
when
bird.
I'm walking,
it's not
when
a,
I'm walking,
it's a bird. When you're walking, do you feel yourself walking?
Yes.
Word. So, to me, the question was, what is love? I feel personally that it's the gesture, it's the action word. It's not a taught thing. You just either you're going to just know how to love the person you're with, or you're going to take the time out to learn how to love that person. You know what I mean? So it's an action word.
How old are you, 18?
Come on now, Jay. Stop playing. Stop playing.
I'm just messing with you. How old are you, though, for real?
Why,
I'm
though?
Because
I'm 45.
Because you talk,
I'm 45.
How old?
45. 40 fabulous.
Huh?
She don't sound that old, do she?
No, she sounds young.
I think the reason
young.
He asked you that because the way you answer the question, to hear someone,
yeah,
a young person answer something like that is very, very uplifting to understand
no,
they got teenagers actually speaking on something.
I know her. I know she's not 18. I'm just messing around. But I'm saying I'm feeling your answer. You know, that's what I want everybody to know how old you was. Like, that's why I was just saying how old
I'm
are
47.
You?
I'm 47.
So
yeah.
So everybody listening to her out her points on love is coming from somebody that's 47 years old. Are you single?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
You ever been in love?
Recently divorced.
Recently
divorced. I absolutely been in love.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes.
Have you ever broke somebody's heart?
No.
Have you ever broke somebody's heart?
Not that I know of.
Have you ever broke somebody?
Not that I know of.
Have anybody ever broke your heart?
I was disappointed. I don't even know if I'm going to say it was a heartbreak. You know what I mean? The disappointment. Because when you actually love somebody, you're having these major expectations of this person and not expecting, you know, certain things. And that's the total opposite what I've learned, that you should not go into a relationship having any expectations, because that's where you get it twisted.
Because we do take things for granted, too, and that could be a bad...
You don't have expectations. Because you don't have expectations, and he shock you, that's an amazing feeling. Most women, we go into a relationship like, oh, it's not going to cheat, you know, just talking the situation down. And I think that's where we fall off. I've learned to manifest the man that I'm going to be with. My next man is going to be who I manifest him to be, and I know that God has me stored away for him. And that he's actually cultivating me for my man. So I'm okay with being single.
So you said you recently divorced, but you're still looking for love. But you're still looking for love.
I ain't looking for love. No. Love's not
for
me.
But I mean, if it come again, you would take it again.
If it come again, I would definitely accept it. But then it'd be more spectacular than the last love, because now I'm seeking that in my mind, but also I'm preparing for it. The other gentleman said, when God gives you a vision or a gift, or you asking God for something, you prepare for that. You start preparing yourself.
No, but if you said you recently divorced.
Yes, sir, Jay. Yes.
So you wasn't broken. It didn't break your heart, like the breakup, the divorce, or nothing. You wasn't left brokenhearted.
No.
You're not, I mean, you're not scoring. You're not scoring.
No, absolutely not. You know why? Because in my marriage, I decided we were separated for a while. And so I decided to just, you know, stay by myself and get to know myself. And then when that little light went off, it's like, okay, no longer will you be alone. And so I filed for the divorce. I got the divorce within, I would say, 2 weeks. So I just took a real painkiller real quick, got the divorce in 2 weeks. And then I just started working on me, been working on me.
That's how it goes.
No, that's
when you come out of a relationship, you got to get yourself back on track.
Yeah, I've been working on me the whole entire time.
A lot of people after breaks, a lot of people after breakups and, you know, and divorces, they, you know, their heart is hurting, and they left broken, they left feeling like a failure. Or, you know, feeling How long was you married?
Our marriage was about 3 to 4 years, 3 years, and within a third
Do you feel like you lost 4 years of your life, or do you feel like you just gained experience?
No, absolutely, I gained experience, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. It does feel like a. At the time of the divorce, I thought I was going to be so excited. I'm like, oh, I'm about to throw me a little party. And then when I got divorced, I automatically felt a mourning. Like, I started mourning the situation. Like, I'm grieving. It's a little grieving over this.
But you know it's over, right?
Yeah, you guys
said,
are no longer.
You said after the divorce, you felt what? Horny?
Stop, Jay.
I told you you've been drinking. Hey, I'd like to ask a question, because you haven't noticed
You said morning.
Hey, let me ask a question here.
Yo, Jay, you're
can I ask a question here?
I thought she said horny.
I'm waiting for him to let me ask a question.
Miles, hold up. I don't know. She said morning. I thought she said morning.
Jay.
I don't know. Okay.
Morning, like a death. You know, you're mourning a death.
Like a loss.
Right,
well,
don't try to act like morning.
Don't try to act like morning. Don't sound like horny. Horny. Like,
well, see, you've been hearing the wrong thing all night anyway. You've been hearing what you want to hear, not what we say.
All day here, vagina and horny. Vagina and horny.
Okay, you feel
see, now, you know another thing, too, about relationship, too. Like, when some people get out of relationship, they bum rush into another one because they're not used to being alone. They've been together, they break up. The first guy comes along, they get with, they want to get back into another relationship because they don't know how to be alone after a breakup.
Miles, we know situation, Miles. We know your situation.
It ain't my situation, it's the fact that people rush back into relationships after getting out of one.
How old are you?
I'm 65.
Okay, we know you 65. You was in a relationship with somebody 20 years younger than you. That's 45. For four years, and you've been separated two years. Right?
No, I'm saying in general, when people, even younger people, when you get into a relationship, you break up. I'm trying to let the callers put something. She went ahead when I.
Go ahead, Mel.
See, what I'm saying is this: some people are used to being. Some people are used to being in a relationship, and then when they get out, they don't know how to be alone, and they jump right back into another relationship.
He said, as we grow up, a lot of people grow up.
No, I'm just talking in general. People who goes out and get into relationships, they date, and then when it don't work out, they break up. The next guy come along or the next girl come along, They jumping right back into it because they don't take time out to get themselves back on track.
Miles, I'm getting on you tonight. I'm getting on you tonight.
Well, you better hurry up because my car about to run you down.
We getting on you. You 65. You dating somebody that was 45 for 4 years.
In 65 years, I had 3 relationships.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes. And
you only had 3 relationships in 65 years?
Yes. Some of them last 5, some last 10, and some don't. But in between them, I always, when it don't work out, I always take time out to get back on track.
You only had 3 relationships in 65 years?
Yeah. You don't just run out there just jump on girl because you
wait, hold
cause
on, hold
you
hold
kid
on, hold
cool.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Let me. 3 relationships in 65 years.
Yeah, I started dating. My
that's,
first
no,
date.
Just say yes. Just say yes or no.
5 years. Yes. In 65. My first girlfriend. I was 19.
3 relationships. Hold up, Miles. 3 relationships in 65 years. You trying to cut me? I'm trying to see something. 3 relationships in 65 years.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Because I try to make mine last.
Oh yeah. Oh yo. Hold up. 1 minute. Hold up. No. Nobody say nothing. This man been with only 3 women in 65 years. Like. Hold up. 1 second. One second. 3 women in 65 years. Damn it. Yo, your dick is strong. Hey.
I try my best to make it last as long as it's possible.
Your dick is strong, brother. Your dick is strong.
Hold up, Jay.
Oh, Lord, Jay.
His dick is strong.
Let me tell you, Jay, let me explain to you what I'm talking about.
Hold up, Miles. Let me give you your flowers while you're still alive.
I don't need no flowers.
Let me see your flowers.
I need to explain to you what I'm talking about.
Hold up, Miles.
Jay, he's not saying that.
You only been with 3 women in 65 years.
With 3 women.
Huh?
That's not what he's saying. You ain't letting him finish, Jay. Let him finish.
He's saying that he's in a relationship with them.
Well, damn it, y'all better be right.
Hey, you need to stop drinking after 6.
Yes, Jay said that. So Miles said that in 3 relationships. He mean he ain't get no ass in 65.
Hey,
you
hey,
opened that teleport,
hey,
didn't you? You opened that teleport.
Hey, yo. I said that 4 times. Y'all can say what y'all want. I said that.
You don't let nobody
times,
finish saying what they're saying.
Not one time did he stop me from saying that and say, Jay, you wrong. 3 relationships. Y'all said that.
Well,
because
you asked us about it. You were speaking on relationships. You wasn't speaking on anything
one,
else. You were speaking
one,
on relationships.
Not one time did you stop me when I was saying that and say I was wrong. You've been with, damn it,
you've
been with 3
women. You brought up a subject about relationships.
Years.
That's what we talking about, relationships. We ain't talking about, you know, messing around with girls on the side and all that other stuff. You wasn't talking about it. You just asked about relationships. And I'm talking, that's what I'm speaking on. I met a lot of girls in my life, but out of the girls I met, 3 of them, I was trying to hope that I could make them laugh. The first one laughed. Like,
Miles, chill. You a keeper, bro. Do you know what that means? You don't worry about what everybody else saying. They 3 women in 65 years, leave it like that.
What you talking about, huh?
Leave it like that. 3 women in, Miles, 3 women in 65 years. Do you know you at the top of the chain, brother? Do you know how many women
we got that
from... Leave it like that. Miles, leave it like that. three women in 65 years. I'm going to give y'all his phone number after the show, his Instagram, his Facebook. This man only been with three women in 65 years. Could you imagine the things that you could teach him or he could learn or with three women in 65 years?
Three relationships.
That's incredible. That's three women.
No, I call it respecting the woman that I'm with. I try to make it last as long as it could. And then when it don't,
I take time out, find another one. Death to your mouth. Three women in 65 years. Forget about that. Forget about that. Death to your mouth. Yes.
DJ. Do you believe, Jay, do you believe that he was with only three women? I think it was the three relationships for me. It was, he said three relationships.
I believe he only been with women for 65 years.
Thank you, sister. I was speaking on relationships like you brought up. You were discussing a relationship. I was telling you about the three I was involved in.
Why would you ask me that if I believe he only been with three women? You think that's impossible for somebody 65?
No, because
I don't think he understand what you're saying, my sister. Jay, you asked us about relationships. The subject was relationships. It wasn't nothing else.
You
it was relationships.
Hey, yo, Miles, you trying to change the subject. I see what you're doing.
Yeah,
trust me. I'm drinking, but I'm not that drunk. You trying to change the subject, Miles. Your ass been with three women in 65 years, and now you're trying to change it. I don't give a damn what the caller say or what nobody else say, and I'm telling you, Strong J, nigga, Strong J. Like, nigga, you good.
Yo, man, you crazy. Don't tell me you go downstairs to that store and buy that wine from that Spanish lady, are you?
No, you made
you know
my
they make
show.
Me online
made
in the basement there.
You made my show tonight, brother. I don't give a damn what nobody else say. You my hero. You my hero. Because I done did a lot of stuff in this world.
And you know what a hero is? It's a loaf of bread with lettuce, mayonnaise, mustard, cheese, and all that other stuff. I ain't that.
Miles. Knowledge is to know and to listen and to understand. Listen, so listen. I'm dropping science here. I'm dropping knowledge here. To be with three women in 65 years, that's not a that's not degrading. That's not nothing to be ashamed of. That's something to stick your chest out, hold your head up, and be proud. I know. I see you just said it. You agree with me. Don't let them people talk you into saying three relationships, but I had 50 women. No, my man just said he had three relationships. Leave it like that. It's cool. I can't believe it. Let's leave it like that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to sleep tonight knowing that Miles only been with three women in 65 years. I might don't sleep for the next week or two. But I'm saying it's good. And he lived right across the street from me. I might buy the nigga some lunch tomorrow. For real. Yo, you my hero, bro. Because I done threw my dick on the crap table too many times. And to be with three women in 65 years, you are my hero. And
you know, I look at my family values growing up, because my uncles, we was always taught how to respect women. And when you disrespect women in our family, our uncles would knock you out cold as a milkshake.
You gave a lot of respect to only be with three women, nigga. You respect yourself.
No, because
women,
see, when I was looking for a wife. I wanted a wife,
oh,
the house,
God.
Whole nine
now,
yards.
Now you talking. Now we got you talking. See, you've been coming on everybody's show every week, but see, now tonight is the Miles show. Damn it. You said what you just said. You was looking for a wife.
I wanted to be like I was, like my uncles. They had wives. They had their own homes. Their kids. They grew
hell
like
no,
bro. That's what
nah,
I. That's what
nah,
I grew
nah,
up with.
Nah,
I always
nah,
wanted to
nah,
like.
Nah,
always
nah,
wanted
nah,
that.
No.
Oh, I'm not allowed to have that.
You no, you're not allowed to look for a wife.
Oh Lord, wow.
Because you can't look for a wife. Because,
I'm not allowed to find a woman to get married
to
make a family.
You can't look for a wife because listen, Miles, some ladies get married. Some ladies get married just for the marriage. They don't get married to be somebody's wife.
I understand that.
They just want the big ceremony. I mean, I'm just talking.
I understand that.
Don't pay attention to me. Listen, don't pay attention to me. I'm drinking. I'm smoking.
You late.
I'm
we
drunk.
Knew that. We knew
I'm,
that when you first called
listen,
in.
But I ain't talking backwards, and I ain't like blah, 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 blah. I'm making sense here. I'm dropping science here. Listen. For real. I got callers on the line. They want to get in. Please hold on. Bear with me.
Yeah, let me
because Miles fucked my head up tonight with three women in 65 years. Because if that was a baseball game and you divided 65 into three, I don't even know what that is. Your batting average is crazy. Yo, I never heard no shit like that in my life. For real, I did. And the females just listening, yo, Miles, they not bugging. They loving that shit. For real, because they done been with niggas who been messing with girls for years. Like me, if a female get with me, I've been messing with females since I was like 13. And I'm sure a lot of people on here have been doing that too. I had friends on my block. I grew up on 31st and 17th Ave, and they might be listening right now, but I don't care. And I got friends who used to tell me they masturbate in the morning, they masturbate at lunchtime, they masturbate at dinner. Like, I'm talking about since we was 13. See, I never masturbated. I never could do that. Because
well, see, that's
I always,
when you use that word you thought the sister said
no,
earlier, horny.
No,
you was hanging out with a horny
I never had to masturbate because I always had women to do that for me. I didn't have to masturbate. But I had friends that when we was 13, they was telling me they was masturbating, and I couldn't understand that because
so
I was like, man,
that,
nah.
That's where that book you wrote came from, right?
No, I just was like, man, I'll get a female to, you know, to play with me. I don't want to play
no,
with
no,
myself.
No, no, I'm saying
I'll
that's where that
to do
wrote
that.
Came from.
I mean,
what,
no,
what
that,
other
that
call
came,
is that,
you know, the book.
Get the other caller on the phone before they
hold
hang
on,
up
hold
on you.
That other caller. Oh, yeah. Who that, Shadi?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Shadi?
Yeah, what other call is that, man?
Let the other callers
yeah,
in.
That's my, hold on. I got to listen to Shadi. I've been listening to him, this nigga, since I was 9, so I got to listen to Shadi. I'm like, let's get the callers out here. Right, Shadi?
Yo, man, I'm sending the AA code over to your house.
No, hold on.
You know, we
Shadi
go way back like contracts, man.
Then we talking about, hey, yo.
Shy, his contract about to fall off if he keep going that he going.
Nah, we good.
Get a caller in. Let the callers hear what we're going to hear what they have to say.
First, let me tell you that me, I've been friends with Shy since we was 9. Since we was 9 years old, since we've been friends, since, what's that, 4th grade. Miss Cortez class. See,
does
I still remember that shit from school 20. I was there when they brought him in and they said, we got a new student, Andre Hill. And we when you bring a new student in, you know how that be. And then, you know, everybody like, fuck that. Like, who's the new student? Whatever.
So bring in the next call.
And we
act like that's a student.
We
bring him in.
Miles, you trying to switch me a lot tonight, Miles. But so you can't get Jay Sean. You can't get me like that. I'm gonna stay on my dialogue real quick. You know what I mean? You got to understand the what's the right word for that? You know what? Fuck it. Let's go to the next one. I'm not even going to go. Just hold up 1 second. Let's see.
You went to school 6 too, didn't you?
Hell no. School 20.
Okay.
5726. You lied. 5726.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Hello.
Another lady.
Hello? Miles, let me handle this. Miles, chill.
I just said another lady.
Okay, let me handle this. Three men.
I've been listening.
How you doing? Where you calling from?
Do I need to wait?
Yeah, where you calling?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Oh, Charlotte.
How you doing today? Well, let me tell you. Hold up one second. I'm Jay Sean. This is my show, but that's Miles, my co-host for the evening. They keep cutting in on everybody. Okay, you go ahead. You free.
I've been listening. I know what's going on. I don't really have much to say, but I just wanted to just put out there that that love is a choice. It's not really always a feeling. The feeling is, it goes away. But love is always a choice, and sometimes daily. And you just kind of have to choose to accept someone for who they are. And even when you see their bad side, like if it's not too bad, like you have to accept, you know, who they are as a whole. And you have to make a choice to, you know, be there for them and to love them. And, you know, to kind of like just ward out together if there's somebody that's worth it. They got to be worth it. And I don't feel like it's ever going to really be easy. And it's just always going to be a choice if you feel like that person is worth spending your life with.
Okay. You from North Carolina?
Yes, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. You single?
I mean, technically I'm single, but I'm in a relationship.
What the hell do that mean?
Wait, time out.
What it means.
Time out right there.
You got the men in the uproar right now.
Yeah, time out right there.
Let her talk.
Technically, I'm single, but I'm in a relationship. I'm not single until somebody asks me to marry them and put the ring on my finger. Period.
Are you between 20 and 30?
Between who and who?
20 and 30, or 30 and 40, or 40 and 50.
Between 30 and 40, yes.
Now, you between 30 and 40, and technically you single, but you have a man.
On paper, I go to the doctor and they ask me, am I single, I'm going to say single. I'm not taken. I'm not married.
Right.
Hey, you know, from what she's saying, it's the same thing some of us men do, the same thing too. We said we got a girl, but we out there chasing another girl, ain't we?
No.
No. Yes, it's true. We have more than one girl in our life.
You said, okay, so maybe your question. Can I say something?
Come on, sister. Keep speaking. Let the lady talk.
For Miles, he will understand that. Miles will understand that because he only been with three women. But for somebody like me, like, that sounds crazy.
But what I'm saying is, do you want to know, am I single or am I committed is a whole other thing. Commitment is a whole other thing. Single and commitment is real, Jay.
Somebody, a female, did a female say you real? Somebody said that?
It's real. It's the facts. It's facts. She's actually single. Until she can check off married, she's single.
That's exactly what she's saying.
That's bullshit what they saying, Miles.
No, that's bullshit.
You can't be with a man, but technically you single. That's bullshit. All the men out there, just listen, pay attention to what these women are saying. That's why my name is Mr. F-
fuck. That's why my name is Mr. Fuck
Knock
Love. Fuck Love.
Knock it off.
Fuck Love. F-U-C-K. Mr. Fuck Love. Because what they saying right now.
Wow. No, you have to.
That's
no,
me.
That's I didn't say that. I did not say that. She's not telling
no,
you
she's just
messing
said,
around.
Technically.
She's still single.
Yo, technically.
No,
the,
that's a different
what
question.
What do that mean? Listen,
you,
listen,
you never,
asked,
her,
she,
you,
you,
you
never asked if she was in a relationship. You never asked that question. The question was, are you single? And she is.
Yes, exactly.
You didn't
exactly.
ask, are you in a relationship? Do you have a man? You didn't ask that question, Jay.
None of that.
So ask the question.
Y'all got me heated tonight.
No, you need
nah,
to
I think the underwear you got on too tight.
It's all in your wording, baby. It's all in the wording. She said, I am single. Now, miss, do you have a man?
I have a man. I'm in love with his
Absolutely.
With his nephew.
So, and she's,
wait,
she's
hold
representing
what,
him.
What did you just say? What did she just say?
I'm single, but I'm in love
say?
With your nephew.
With
oh,
a nephew?
She goes to say nephew.
My nephew?
Pretty much.
Yes,
baby.
Omar.
Oh,
this
oh,
is somebody.
Nephew,
this is a different sister, Jay.
Well, you should have said that. You should have said
I don't
that
think this is the one from North Carolina. I think it's the other sister that's answering you.
You should have said that. You should have said that when you came in, because I would have took it easy.
No,
you
asked.
You know what I mean? Like,
but
I didn't
you
know.
Asked me.
You
but you
my
asked
nephew.
Me, was I single? That's a yes or no question, and that's a technical, informative,
is
factual.
Right.
Is my,
right. Right.
Is my nephew on the
it's
line? Is my nephew on the line?
He's somewhere in there.
That's why she said your nephew, because
hey,
she didn't want to rat her out.
Nephew, press one, because.
Yeah, nephew, press one.
Yeah, press
hold
one.
Hold on.
This is
hold
a good
on,
show.
Hold on.
I'm getting
no,
you got
you
know
what? It's the best. I got the best
Jay.
Show in the ring, because I keep
it. Shot, you still there?
You really went off like that.
Shot, you still there? Hold on.
Sade sitting back with his popcorn checking this out, boy. I know he's cracking up.
Hold on. Time out. Time out, everybody. 979794, you live.
Yeah.
Nephew.
This your nephew?
Nephew, you got a woman out here that's saying that, did you hear what she was saying? Did you hear what she
yeah,
was saying?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I didn't even know she must be spying on me tonight. I didn't even know she was on there. Oh, shit. Oh, man, I'm glad I just never go on live.
He said,
oh, shit.
Hey, Tony.
What? Yes, Jay. What?
I'm gonna tell you who that you know who that is right there talking? Kim Sung.
That's my nephew.
What's
yeah.
up?
Nephew.
This is Kim Sung.
That's
old.
That's old right
there.
That's
my nephew.
Old.
I was like, wait a minute.
He's Charlie.
Hey, yo,
with no baby. Oh,
yep.
Your woman, you got the woman out here, and she said
I didn't even know she was calling in. Like, that's crazy.
No, what? Hey, no, hold up. What did you say? What did you say, ma'am?
You asking me or her?
Yes. No, hold up. What did you say? You said you interrupt. No, what did you say? I'm drinking.
Now, which one you talking
on,
to, though?
It depends on
which
what
one you're asking this question to.
Hold up, Miles. I'm talking to Tina from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Say, though.
Oh.
You got two women on the phone.
What question?
You said that you got a man, but technically. Wait, you said you got
said,
technically something.
I'm in
I don't
love
know what,
with
I don't
your
know
nephew,
what you
but
said.
I'm technically single.
I don't know what you said. You, oh, yeah. You said you technically single.
She is, though.
Oh, shit, I'm about to pull I'm about to call an Uber right now.
What do that mean, technically
single?
Hold on, I'm trying to learn something. Let her
I guess she says she ain't got no ring on her finger.
Hold up.
I got it. When he's trying to set you up, I got you.
Let her tell me what technically... Let her tell me what technically single
is. On the form, it says single, married, divorced. It does not ask you if you're in a relationship, because that really don't matter if you're in a relationship. A lot of people are in a relationship, but are you engaged, single, married, or divorced?
Yep.
And I am single.
Got a job application.
And that's a fact, so.
Hey, yo, you better.
You didn't ask that question.
Ness.
Yo.
He didn't ask that question. He said, are you single?
You bet,
he said,
I'm glad she,
single. That's
I'm glad
what he asked.
Said, I'm
that's
glad
what
she
he
brought
asked.
Up your name. I'm glad she brought up your name, for real. Because other than LaToya, you still on?
Yes.
Other than LaToya,
up
that's, she got that voice.
Oh, please.
Y'all got a shirt. Y'all got a shirt. He got his drawers on backwards.
Yeah,
so
y'all believe.
The reality is. Hold on. Let Shaw detour. What you say, Shaw?
The reality is, she right. So your nephew got a choice.
Exactly.
She's saying she's single. Do he want to marry her, or do he want to leave her on this on a single list, loving him, and
that part.
take the chance to see if you know if she wants to get married? Because it sounds like you know she's interested in getting married. The fact that she says she's single, and
yo,
if he believes she's worth it,
yo, if she can't,
listen,
Jay, let him finish, Jay.
She's in a relationship, but she's not married. That's the reality of it.
I don't like the way that sounds.
What's that song show with the ring on it?
Hold up. Because you don't like it, don't make it not true.
Time out.
Hey, yo. Do she go to bed with her socks on?
Hey. Do she go to bed with her socks on? Hey, my nickname's Zaddy. You better ask about me.
I know women. Trust me, I know women. And
you know
I want
she
sound like somebody
you know,
who go to bed with
hey.
Her socks on.
No,
why you sit there and told us you listen to Shadi and when he spoke?
You know
why you so afraid of being real?
Hey.
Let me be real. Hold up. Let me be real.
Everybody, time out.
Guess what? Mr. Solution is listening. Mr. Solution, press one. Everybody want to hear from you.
Oh, Lord.
Mr. Solution is on the line. Oh, my.
I tell you, Mr. Solution is the man
one.
In the mirror.
Everybody's texting me, where is Mr. Solution? Where is Mr. Solution? Mr. Solution, press one. I'll bring you in. I don't want to bring you in if you don't press one. I don't want to participate.
He already came in. He told you who he was.
Mr. Solution.
Everybody he told you who he was. You're not listening to him. He already told you.
Hold
Mr. Solution
up,
told you who he was,
up.
But you're not listening.
Miles, hold up.
Yo, Herb, I need to say something.
Hold up 1 second.
Oh, got something to say.
Mr. Solution.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Is this Mr. Confusion, Mr. Illusion?
Well, coming from you, I'll
I'll graciously accept that. But what?
Oh, this is my man again. Okay.
Yo, yo, Mr. Solution. Yo,
hey, we live.
Why you got everybody? Why you got everybody asking me? Asking me, are you going to be on my show?
Oh, okay. Well, I was listening. Yeah, I was just trying to understand what you guys were chopping up.
Everybody asking me where the hell is Mr. Yo, you can't be more popular than me on my own show, Mr. Solution. Now, come on.
Well, you're a humble man, so I hear you.
Everybody,
I hear Trump right about
where
now. He ain't humble. He's Trump.
Where is Mr. Solution? Where is Mr. Solution at? I'm like, damn it. Stop asking me about Mr. Solution on my show. He done took over my damn show.
Mr. Solution, you don't want a woman with a carousel of dicks.
not intentionally, for sure.
I'm in Patterson. Right. Hold up. I'm in Patterson. Where you hear the? You gonna hear the siren?
That's Mr. Room. Solution just past your house.
Hey, yo, Mr. Solution, what's going on?
Oh, just enjoying everything. Just enjoying the ambiance. Just relaxing.
You know, I got the craziest podcast out of all the podcasts. I got the craziest podcast that's going because I come out here and I come out here. You know, I'm a intelligent person acting like a fool because you know a fool can't act like an intelligent person. So I'm just out here like I'm just an intelligent person acting like a fool. But look. Everybody texting me, asking me where the hell is Mrs. Lucian. Hold up one second. Miss North Carolina, you still on?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
Okay. What did you say you were? You were a what? I'm gonna let Mr. Solution dissect this. You said
I think you asked me a specific question, if whether or not I was single, and I said yes, because technically I am. I'm not married, but I am in love with your nephew. That
you
was
never
my,
believe that
what,
shit
that's
you
what I said.
You in a relationship with my nephew. You are in love, but you still single.
Technically, you asked me a question. Technically, like that's a technical question.
Solution,
am I single?
Is that before
or
after the 12 inches?
Hold up,
is that
Mr.
Before
Solution
or
is the he's our resident professor on that shit. Mr. Solution, have you ever heard anything like that?
Well, yes, I have, and I was I was listening for clarity. Based on what the lady was saying. Now, technically, she is correct, but I was just thinking, that's very interesting the way she's responding to that. Now, what I would say, just to inquire a little bit further, if a guy that she liked or that was appealing to her asked her that question, how would she respond to it?
I can't help it.
She like asked her what?
Well, if he asked her, are you single? In other words, a guy that appealed to her, I'm painting a picture here. A guy that appealed to her approaches her, you know, in public, says hello, you know, and during the conversation, but he appeals to her, and he asked her that question, are you single? I would be interested to know what the response would be.
What would you say, Miss North Carolina?
It don't matter. No, it don't matter. What would you think if he appeals her? It would be disrespectful to our man, but he didn't ask her if she's in a relationship.
Who is this? Who's talking now, Miss? Somebody else talking? Miss Virginia. Miss Virginia.
Yes.
Okay. What did you say?
Hey.
The question is, are you single? Right? It doesn't matter who asks the question whether he's appealing or not. You know, the question is, are you single?
Yeah, now here comes the problem. See, now that's why I wanted to ask the question this way. There's a problem now because notice how I frame this. If she's attracted to this guy, and obviously he's attracted to her, and he asks that question, and if she only answers it that way, now we've entered into the realm of disrespect to the man that she's in a relationship with. Because just answering that question technically is insufficient.
North Carolina was talking. She's trying to answer that question.
Okay, that's an insufficient. If you can hear me, I'm sorry, someone. And I'll just finish my examination. All right, if she answers that question that way and she's attracted to this guy and he's attracted to her, that is an insufficient answer. That means she's ready to play. Let me just take it out of the personal and just make it general. If a woman answers that question that way, and she knows she's attracted to the guy who asked her that question, and he's attracted to her, let's make no mistake, that is an insufficient answer, which means she's open to...
Yes. You're right, Mr. Felicia. You're right, but I thought I was unmuted when I answered that question. So if another man asks me, "Am I single or am I married?" No, I'm not gonna say I'm single because that's just gonna lead to him digging deeper and possibly open up another door. So if I'm in a committed relationship and I'm in love with the man I'm in love with, no, I'm not even going to see that as an opportunity. So I'm going to shut that down, whether it be by body language or whatever.
Yeah, you're not even going to talk.
But technically, I am single, and I wouldn't maybe have to even go through those other steps of you know, saying I'm single or no, or fighting off a man if I got a ring on my finger. If I'm already taken for it and I'm married, I wouldn't even have to really go through that whole spiel of I'm married, I'm taken, blah 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 blah. But technically, I am single, but my heart is spoken for.
Now look, may I respond to that because this is a very interesting topic, by the way, and this shows right here how a woman can control the narrative. Because if a man is with a woman and he's always got to fight for her or try to defend her, okay, he's a fool if he stays with that woman because that woman is trouble, right? So he should dump her, dump that B. Found herself unworthy of being with him.
Why is it when a woman says something like that is wrong, but when we as men do it, We the man.
I'm equal and balanced. I wasn't arguing on the situation of a man. It goes the same way, by the way. It's exactly the same. A man should do the same thing, but we weren't talking about a man.
So
we were talking about, he asked her, was she single? She spoke on something he asked her. She just answered a question he gave her.
Yeah,
that was the answer to that question.
Yay.
Then y'all
No. It's not the answer given the context in which I defined
it. Let me finish. Let me ask. Look, she was asked a question. Now she answered a question, and then you all jumped off the topic. It was he asked her a simple question.
Hold on.
She answered. And then all of a sudden,
Miles,
he jumped off that line and went. Then he jumped out that lane and went to a different lane. No, be fair.
Miles.
Now you're talking about You're talking about being fair. You asked her a simple question. She answered it. And then you didn't like the answer to that question. Then you jumped in the other lane. You can't do that. You can't ask her a question.
Okay, Miles.
So you won't let me finish. You can't ask a person a question. You don't like the answer, then you jump into another lane. That's not right.
Hold up.
You cannot do that.
Miles.
Plain and simple.
Miles.
Be a man about it. She answered your question.
Miles.
You didn't ask her. You should have asked her a proper way.
Right,
to put
right,
and you
right,
didn't answer
right,
that.
Right,
she answered
right,
the question
right,
you asked her.
You right.
Have you ever
Jay
heard of
that? You got to say it's his show. Let Jay.
Go ahead, Jay.
I got to start.
Yeah, Miles, hold up.
Keep it up, Jay. I'm gonna take over your show.
Who that? Who said that?
Miles.
Miles.
Hey, what's up, bro?
You stop trying to be the. I'm not gonna say the whole word, but stop trying to be Captain Say. Captain Say. Stop trying to be Captain Saver. Stop trying to be Captain Saver.
But you
got to
answer your question.
Hold up. Time out. Hold up 1 second.
No.
6246. 6246.
He was tired. Miles got tired.
6246. I thought I had somebody else here. All right, listen. Check this out.
It's
Ness. Let me
we,
say something.
We passed 10 o'clock.
Hey, your nephew.
You want to
say something,
Jay? I am. Hold up. But look, we passed 10 o'clock. So now the people that's on the link, we lost them. Only people that are on the phone is on the call. So everybody that's on the phone line, this is like after hours shit. So like everything goes. But look. This is all good dialogue, for real. Y'all trying to act like, everybody trying to act like I'm the only one smoking and I'm the only one drinking. Yeah, okay, whatever. I can bet money that I'm not. I'm not the only one smoking and the only one drinking.
Let me hear your nephew, Jay. I want to hear what your nephew got to say, my brother.
Yeah,
let him talk.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Shadi, I want to hear my nephew. Go ahead, Shadi.
Yo.
What's good?
Yo, listen, I'm going to say this. Yo, people better act like I'm from Pakistan and all that, you know, down the hill, you know. We don't play that shit.
People better act like what?
Like what?
People better act like I'm from Pakistan. T-Town all day.
Huh?
Born and raised down the hill. At the end of the day, she know her position, and she going to play her position.
He said,
y'all can listen
like
to all that shit
from,
if you want
he
to.
He from Patterson
you
down
know,
the hill.
Fuck around and get laid over some bullshit. I'm being real with
hey,
you.
Yo, oh,
you already know how your mouth get down, my nigga. Like, for real. I'm going to say this, too.
We don't better act like it. It's a Miss North Carolina better act like she know you from
she
down the hill.
She know better. She know what it is. You know, them 12 inches got her correct. I promise you.
Miss North Carolina.
This is where that male ego come in there, right? Right?
Listen,
the male ego bounce.
She better know about down the hill, Patterson. Not us. We know.
Hey, she already know. She knows us. But listen, I wanted to comment. You know, she kind of blindsided me tonight, but I'm gonna take it with the win because I didn't even know she was listening. But
I'm gonna let you say what you gotta say. But look, don't feel like you was blindsided. Feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm like this. I'm a little bit older than you. My mother used to tell me, you got to listen when people talk. You know, listen when somebody talk because they telling you something. I mean, listen when people talk to you. So don't feel blindsided. And Miss Carolina, you're not wrong about nothing you said, for real. I'm big on you for coming on this show and saying, because a lot of people scared. They hide behind the phone and they hide behind the link. You had the courage to come on my show. A lot of people won't even come out here and face me because they know like I'm gonna get crazy and I'm gonna ask me something crazy and whatever. But you probably don't really know me, but I applaud you. I appreciate you coming out here and being real. And Old being real, and Tony, Miss Virginia being real, and Miles and Shadi and Mr. Solution and Latoya, my sister. That's the name of my show is Keeping It Real. Right. That's why I come on the show and I say, yo, I'm Mr. Fuck Love. I tell people that because everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me. So, yeah, I miss the fuck love. Love don't live here no more.
That's why I never tell you I loved you.
Exactly.
Yo,
and until
what Old got to say, man. Let Old speak now. Now listen to him. Listen to what he's saying.
Hold up now. Y'all bossing me around a little bit too much.
No, listen, I'm gonna listen to Shah.
He's been the leader of the block I was on since I was 9 years old, so I'm listening.
Here you go with that
now,
nine
look.
Again. Say ten next time.
No, we've been,
me and him been friends
since we was 9 years old.
Well, let Shadi talk so we can hear what he's saying. We know you and him been friends since you were nine. You're not nine no more. It's after nine. Let the man talk.
Hey Miles, all I'm gonna say to you, Miles, is tree, nigga.
Don't make
tree,
me bring you a bologna
tree.
Sandwich.
tree.
Go ahead.
I just want to hear your nephew.
All right. And I'll tell you why I want
to hear. It's the reason why Shadi keeps saying that, too. But look. Oh.
Yes.
Go ahead, say what you gotta say, cause my man Scott wanna hear what you gotta say. Who said that?
Yo, so look, I'ma say this. Yo, threesomes to then some. I know my position, she know her position. At the end of the day, my apologies to Mr. Miles that it's only been three situations in your life. I don't know what your complications are, no disrespect to you. But I don't believe that shit you talking. Three women now, dog. You might got to listen.
No, you're not listening. You wasn't listening. That's a relationship. We was talking relationship.
Yeah, you said
that's
that.
The difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference between women and a relationship.
I don't believe that.
Exactly.
But
relationships, he asked me about relationships. I told him I only had three of them in my lifetime. That's when you take a girl and you stay with them as long as you can.
And you don't be cheating on them with some other woman.
You show her
black
respect.
Let him go. Let him go, Miles.
Black men don't cheat. I love my queen. I'm in love with my queen. She know that. I know my position. You know, we doing things the right way, the correct way. My past is my past. You know, it is what it is. But, Jay, I wanted to say I got a special listener on with me tonight that just first tuning into your show. He go by the name of Ruben. He actually calling in from South Carolina. I actually got him on the line with me right now. We've been listening
in, man.
And, I want him to chime in. So if everybody can just give him a moment to speak, I'll appreciate that.
Yeah, we will.
Ruben,
we will.
You live?
What's good, Ruben?
Yeah. Hi, how are you all?
Hanging in there, Ruben.
Welcome.
Good.
To Miles.
I've been doing the show. Y'all a trip.
Show, Miles. Chill, Miles.
Y'all be tripping. I have a question I want to ask you all. I had an encounter with a young lady, and she said, now I am disabled, by the way. I'm vision impaired.
Okay.
And she says that you have all the qualities of a man that I want. The only thing wrong with you is you don't have enough money. Why is women so gung-ho on getting money, having money so much, when you getting dogged out by all these other niggas? And then, because I'm a minister, by the way, so I have to be careful in my appearance. She said I dress corny. I need to dress more thuggish or whatever, you know. But I don't feel I need to lower my standards just to please the appearance that you want me to have. But yet I'm a man that you say that you respect, you honor, and you love me, but you can't beat me because I don't have enough money. Well, get you another job where you can help support your habits. Because I told her, you can't live in red bottoms. You can't live in the Coach bag. Well, you don't even have a house.
You
know, so what is it with the ladies? Yes, I am.
Hey, Ruben, me and you have something in common because I'm totally blind myself.
Miles.
I'm just telling him about this. What he's speaking of.
Miles,
I'm just
let
going
me
along
talk.
With him because we in the same boat.
I know, but Miles, let me talk.
Well, say something then.
He was a city.
Sir, I know, but I'm saying,
yes.
Sir, you a pastor?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm glad you called my show.
I'm enjoying the show.
I've been wanting to talk to a pastor for a long time. For real.
Okay.
I'm a sinner. I'm a wrongdoer. Right?
Yes, sir.
I philandered women in my life. I exploited women for sex. I did a lot of wrong things in my life. Right? I'm talking about as far as philandering women and using women and abusing women and everything that you want to say. But my heart is pure. Right?
That's the important part. That's the important
but
part.
But what I want to know is and people, I don't want people to laugh, is that will God forgive me for all the things that I have done? I mean, I'm not going to just fake it to everybody. I'm going to keep it real. Because you said you're a pastor, and I know you're not lying.
Absolutely.
We changing gears here. I've been a pimp in my life. Not a backyard pimp, not a popcorn pimp, but a real one. So, is there a place for me in heaven or where God? You know what I'm saying? Will God let me in? Will God let me into heaven?
Yes. All you have to do. It's asking to forgive you of your sins. And the word of God says, when you ask, you shall get, you shall receive it. And also, when he asks, when you ask him for forgiveness, he forgives you, and he throws it in what the word of God calls the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again. We may remember, but God said, what are you talking about? You keep coming to me the same thing. I forgave you that, and you keep coming back to me. I forgot about it. So all you got to do is ask him, repent, tell him you're sorry, and move on.
What's your name? Hold up, man. What's your name?
Ruben.
No, I mean, so look, this is serious shit. This is something serious right here.
Yes.
Cause I'm everywhere. Like I'm everywhere for real. But is this the first time on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast? And did I voice, you know, did I let express stuff to me about stuff I have done? I've been a petty criminal. I did a lot of things in my past. I don't want to really get into everything I did, but
I understand.
It's a reason for everything in the world. It's a reason that you on this show. It's a reason that we here. It's a reason for everybody listening. It's a reason that I told you what I did in my past, like far as pimping and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But But this is what I want to ask you. And I don't really know you. I don't know if you black or white, if you young or old. I'm going by your words that you told me you're a pastor. Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm not in the best of everything. I'm drinking and then smoking and all that stuff like that. But would you say a prayer for me right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I really feel like I need that in my heart right now.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that look, hold up. So when everybody, bow their heads or whatever you do, close your eyes or whatever, and I really want you to say a prayer for me. This ain't no game. This ain't no joke. I'm saying this like with tears in my eyes because I've been down before. You know, I did a lot of wrong things in my life, and you know, I'm coming to a point in my life when I'm trying to do what's right. And people know me; they know my heart. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I feel down, and sometimes I feel like, you know, like why me? And is God real? And why is all this happening to me? So it's a reason why everybody on this line tonight. It's a reason why the people on the link tonight. It's a reason why you came on my show tonight. Why Omar came on my show. Why Miss Carolina, Miss Virginia, Shadi, Miss A Solution, my sister. Latoya, it's a reason why everybody is here tonight. I'm telling you, people miss their calling. A lot of people miss their callings in this lifetime.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was when LeBron James was a kid, it was somebody telling LeBron James, like, you're going to be the one. You know what I mean? Like, so when I say that, like, that's how I feel. Like, I feel like I'm going to be the one. Like, I'm the best. Like, I'm number one. Like, I'm the king. Like, I'm going to be the one. But I still got my moments when, like, I feel depressed. You know what I mean? Like in my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like how I feel like COVID. Like, COVID killed my mother in 2020. And, like, I feel like a, like pain, like, I hate the government and everything and the people that created it because it killed my mother. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm living in a place that I hate. And that, you know, and I get on this podcast and I talk about fuck love, you know what I'm saying? But really, I'm saying fuck love, but maybe I really need love. Maybe I really need it. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I'm saying fuck it. I'm hiding, you know, behind this microphone and from everybody in the world. And you know what I'm saying? And if people look at me on Facebook, they'll say, why you always take pictures with shades on? You would never see me with a picture without shades on. Like, they'd be like, that's your trademark. I'd be like, yeah, shades is my trademark. I wear shades all the time, but why are you wearing shades? I'm wearing shades because I'm hiding from myself. I don't look in mirrors when I'm walking down the street. I don't look in car mirrors when I go somewhere. I don't look in mirrors because I don't want to see myself because maybe I haven't came to grips with myself. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people, like, you got to love yourself, and you got to love yourself. And, yo, I'm being
right.
Yo.
Sir.
Pass it over, please.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Yo. You got to, like, people, like, yo.
Sir. You ready for me to pray with you?
And I never got like this on my show, but like, yo, you gotta love yourself in this world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I talk about, people who believe in love and people who are looking for love and chasing love. And I'll be like, yo, fuck love. Love not real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't real. Like, I've been telling people, because everybody who ever told me, I love you, everybody who ever told me they love me, they hurt me. I'm, I'm talking about my mother. You know what I mean? Rest in peace. Like, everybody who ever told me they love me, they hurt me. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't want to feel it, I don't want to smell it, nothing. Like, I don't want to know love, but see, I know love. No, I know it's something, because it's not just a word, you know what I'm saying? I know that there's people probably out here that's really in love, maybe. You know what I'm saying? If they do, I applaud them. You know what I mean? And one of my close friends once told me one day, he said, yo, Jay, I was talking to this female. I said, yo, I don't trust you. And he was like, Jay, you don't trust nobody? And I was like, I don't trust nobody. He was like, damn, Jay. He's like, yo, your life must be, your whole life and your whole world must be empty. You don't trust nobody and you don't love nobody. Your life must be empty. And that's how I feel. I feel like my life is empty. Like, I got on shades, like I got on a hood, like my whole world is like, it's covered. It's like no love exists. You know what I mean? It's no love. It's no nothing here. But see, I know it's here. I know it's there. But why we don't have it? We could ask 10 couples, 20 couples, 30 couples, are you in love? And they'd tell you, no, maybe I was in love, but it's no love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, I love my kids and I love my brothers and I love my sisters and all that, but we talking about relationship shit. Mm-hmm. If I love you, if you love me, is it real? Is it fake? Is it ever gonna be real? So right now, I'm Mr. Fuck Love. I don't want to know nothing about love.
Wait,
to me, love choke you. Love choke you it's choking you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd rather somebody kick my ass than break my heart. You know what I'm saying? You ever had a broken heart? A broken heart, you won't be eating, you won't be sleeping. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather somebody beat me up than break my heart. That's how I feel. And I'm coming real, when I've been young, you know what I'm saying? I tried that I love you thing. And I love you every time you're on the phone, before you get off the phone. I love you. I love you. Every time I see you, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And then the next thing you know, you see somebody sleeping with your best friend. Yo, I'm like this. Fuck love. You know what I'm saying? You meet somebody, y'all cool, everything is good, and then they cheating on you and all that. Yo, fuck love. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. I'm at some shit like, yo, fuck it. And if you want to believe in love, that's good for you. And if you want to believe in love, that's good for you. And if you want to believe in love, that's good for you. I don't believe in love. Yo, fuck love. And I don't want nobody coming around me talking about they looking for it, they searching for it, or they looking or some shit like that. No, death to your mouth.
What?
I don't want to hear it. And I'm just being real, and it's funny, and it's crazy, but I'm a crazy nigga when I'm drinking Tito's, and smoking, but I'm real. That's how I feel in my heart. I love myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I could go on for days and days and days and days and days, and my sister is on here, and my friends is on here, and people is on here who know me, people who know me since I was a kid, and people who see me love and lose love and love and break hearts and all that. Yo, just keep it real. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is keeping it real. Like the female from North Carolina, she was keeping it real. No matter how it sound to me, I mean, I'm not with it and all that, but she was keeping it real.
Right.
And that's all about. Yo, keeping it real.
Right.
But like in my heart right now, like in my heart, my real heart, my heart hurting. Like, yo, my heart is broken. My heart is, my soul is like gone. Like I'm on negative, depression, like some real fuck, hate shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I feel in my soul and my body. Like I'm on some real fuck, hate shit. And I'm not thinking about relationships and all that because people don't care about you like you care about yourself. I'm telling you, I don't care what you think or what you say or what you do. People don't care about you like you care about yourself. And if you find somebody to do, shit, you better treat them right. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
I'm on some real crazy shit tonight. I'm going to give it to you. But please.
Yes, sir.
I would love
hey,
like, if they pray for me tonight. Because I need it tonight because I'm on some real murder, kill, hate, fuck, love shit. Who said, hey, Jay? Who said that?
No, I did. Charlotte.
Go ahead, talk.
North
All right,
Carolina.
Charlotte, go ahead.
No, just listening to you, I know that like you're on God's radar list, and he's gotta prove you wrong about love. Like you got it all wrong. Your perception of love is all wrong. And I think that you know soon you're gonna be challenged to receive love and to love again.
Give me your Cash App information.
Thank you.
Send the money to her. She wanna send it to you because my niece left out of town today.
I'm great.
I really, you know what I'm saying, those kind words, because the first thing you said was something about I'm on God's radar or something you said. I don't know what you said, the first thing you said.
Yeah, I said you're on God's radar, and I'm sure that, you know, he's on assignment to prove you wrong about love.
That's what's up. Oh, pastor.
Thank you, man. That way I don't have
yes,
to
sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I can shout on you.
I'm ready. Somebody got their radio on or TV on or something in the background on. Mute your phone because the pastor can they say a prayer.
Pork down,
somebody
man.
Got a TV on or a phone on it, a radio on in the background. Could you mute your phone, Pew, please?
That's what I mean.
For real.
Miles, mute your phone.
Somebody talking in the background. Who is that?
All right. Yo, man.
Miles, don't hear you. He's on another call.
No, somebody in the background talking.
She just
That's
told
Miles.
You,
Miles. Miles, you got people at the house, Miles?
You got a
million on
another
call.
He's not listening
he's
to me.
He's not even
huh?
on this call.
He's on another call.
He's
not even listening to you, so you might have to mute him.
Okay, all right. Hold on. Let me mute
okay,
him. One second.
All right.
Miles, what the hell
Miles.
Are you doing, Miles?
Miles.
Okay.
Hold on.
Miles, you was on another call?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was talking to my daughter. I got to send her some money.
Man, look, yo, God was talking to me, man.
What now?
Well, see, God talked to us every day. You just got to hear him.
No.
Another
no,
thing, Jay.
Man, no.
Hold on, Jay.
Go ahead.
You got to mute your phone.
Time out.
I'm sorry. I tried to do that.
No.
Then I
got to
hit that star one to mute the phone.
You good.
It's
you're
okay.
Good, Miles. I'm just
let
joking.
Him pray.
You joking.
Please.
Hold on.
Okay.
Because
I wanted to apologize because I know y'all heard me, man. I'm sorry.
I didn't know how to mute
the phone, but this
it's
how
okay.
You mute
you
the
good,
station.
You good.
It's
you good.
Okay.
You good.
Okay, thank you.
Pastor. Hold on. Pastor.
Yes, sir.
What's your name again?
Ruben,
man.
Like sandwich. Ruben.
Pastor Ruben?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I bleed in my heart out to you. You know what I'm saying? So I gave you time enough to pray. But you praying for everybody. But look, I bleed my heart out to you. Like I'm telling you, I'm a broken soul. I'm a person that I did a lot of negative stuff, and I did a lot of bad things in my life, but I did a lot of good things in my life. You know what I'm saying? I exploited black women. I sold black women for my personal gain and self gratification. I got children, I got daughters that I repent for, you know what I'm saying? And I think about this a lot, and people might think it's funny, but this is real right now. I think about it a lot. It's like when God asks me about, you know, the things that I have done in my life, exploiting black women and selling women. And for financial gain.
Hey,
and I don't know. Hold on, let me get this out for real. This is real. This is a real moment I podcasted. Everybody, people don't get. Let me really. I don't know this man, but something is telling me to keep it real with him. I don't know this man. And of course, I've been drinking and I've been smoking, but I'm real. People would have been drinking, talk real. I got a lot of remorse and shame in the life that I portrayed. You know, for a long time. And a lot of times that I think that will that be held against me? You know, when the time has come, you know, because I don't like to think about myself as a bad person. I like to think about myself as a good person. But
let us pray.
I just wonder sometimes, you know, like. And I don't really, like, get caught up in the moment too much, you know. But, like, right now, I'm a little bit caught up in the moment. But, that's it. That's all I got to say. All
right.
It's on you.
All right. Let us pray.
kind Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you, O God, giving you praise, giving you glory, O God, giving you the honor, O God. Lord God, if we thought, said, done, or dreamed anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, knowingly, unknowingly, O God, we repent now in the name of Jesus Christ, creating us a clean heart and renewing us the right spirit. And, Lord, we will praise you and we'll tell you thank you. We thank you for touching everyone on the line on today, O God. Lord, we ask you to touch this brother now in Jesus' name, God. Touch me in his broken heart, O God. Give him a heart of flesh, O God. Let him know you are the one that gives love, O God. And we thank you for loving him now, God. Even in the midst of our wrongdoing, O God, you still yet love us, O God. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy, O God. We thank you, O God, for your compassion. We know that it's new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And, Lord, we know you to be a faithful God, just God, a righteous God, most of all, a holy God. And besides you, there is no other. And, Lord, we thank you now, O God. We thank you, God, for you told us in your word we ought to cast our cares upon you, for you will carry it for us, O God. Help us to learn how to give it to you and leave it there, O God. We thank you, God, for you told us to lay aside every weight and sin that was so easy to beset us, O God. And we thank you for doing it for us now. In Jesus' name, we know you are the great physician, O God. You said there are any sick among us, call on the elders of the church, O God. And we thank you now. We pray for Brother Jay now in Jesus' name. Touch his heart, God. Touch his heart. Touch his mind, O God. Let him know, God, that you are the God that we are the forgive, most forgiver. And we thank you for doing it for him now in Jesus' name. We do pray and give thanks. Everyone around, God, you say you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you for every need being met on the line on tonight, O God. We thank you, O God, for you have put him in a place of influence, O God. And we thank you for doing it for him now, O God. We thank you for working out in his life, O God. How he was wrong, God, we know you will make it right. And we praise you for doing it for him now in the name of Jesus Christ. We do pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Brother,
amen.
You have get my number from Omar, and we will talk. I'll be happy to talk with you anytime.
Amen.
I want to thank you for taking the time out, you know, to come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really often think of myself like as a wrongdoer.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what is a wrongdoer?
A wrongdoer is a person that does anything contrary to the word of God.
Yeah.
The Bible said we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. I had an uncle that did some of the things that you've done. We all have sinned. We sin daily.
Right.
And a lot of things that goes on in our life that plays in our mind, the Bible describes as a thorn in our flesh. And that thorn in that flesh keeps us what we call humble, keep us praying, because let us know that we are human. That's that thorn in our flesh is. Let us know we're human, we have feelings, and that we're not exempt from hurt, we're not exempt from anything. So that thorn in your flesh keep you humble, keep you prayerful, and keep you in right standing with him. Uh-huh. So you have
man.
To take what you've done, you ask God to forgive you every time it come up. Just say, Lord, I gave it to you. And that's all you can do. That's all you can do. You remember your testimony.
That's it.
Amen.
Okay. I really appreciate you coming through. Yo, that was the first time that happened. So this the first time we had a prayer on a Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast ever.
We should keep doing it.
This is the first time that we felt like we needed a prayer on this show. So you really, like, this is more than a moment. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Miss Virginia, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here. You want to answer the pastor's question?
What?
He had a question when he came on.
Someone had a question.
Who?
Oh,
to who?
The question I had.
Yeah, what was
I was asking the question about why do women expect a whole lot out of a man when I can give you love, all that you want and need, but just that material things. There's so much. The ones I've been running into lately are materialistic, and I can't grasp that. You know, you saying that
have everything you want, you desire, you need.
Right.
But it's one thing, I don't have the money to sustain your want.
You see my
when,
phone?
You know, so that's my question.
I don't think I've ever been materialistic, but usually when a woman already provides for herself and there's not a no factor,
Sweet.
You have a woman that already provides for herself. So I think it's the women that you're running into. What are you attracting? So if you keep attracting the same women, then it's something that's on you.
Well, here's the craziest thing. I attract a lot of married women. And
what?
I asked my god sister about that, and she says because you're a settled person. You're not here day when you're settled. And I counsel a lot of females, married and unmarried, you know. So a lot of times they can fall for your character or what you can offer them spiritually or what have you.
Right.
But when it comes to natural, I'm not able to help you, you know, because I'm living on a fixed income myself. So, you know, I don't look for my ministry to support me at all, you know, because, again,
right.
it's just revamping and starting over again. I'm not a pastor on salary anymore. So all I have is what I receive monthly. And, you know, I'm in the process of purchasing a home. So these are things that, you know, they need to put in consideration as well, because most of them ain't got no home. They live in an apartment or they're with someone or, you know, and thank God they are self-sufficient. But, you know, don't come here looking for what the average brother in the street can give, because I can't offer you that. But what I can offer you is what you want, but or what you need, and some of what you want, but not all you want.
I'm sorry. That's why I keep going back to. It's the type of woman you're attracting, because you have, like, you know, when they say think big, you know what I mean? If you have that type of woman in perspective, like, I want this type of woman, you will draw that to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to bypass that level that you already done, been there, done that, got the T-shirt and the hat. Now it's time to step your game up. Now, I'm not going to say to you that when you do step your game up, that means what you expect from her, you should be doing the same. Like, more than you have a woman that wants to be taught something, you know what I mean? She's going to already be established financially, and you would, you know, be able to provide her with some type of teaching. Like, most women that have money and that work and take care of themselves, we definitely want to be submissive, but to who do we submit ourselves to? You understand?
Right.
That's what you teach me. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the drive that's going on. You're looking for a certain class of woman. You got to step your game up, like, as far as what your eyes can see. You got to broaden your capacity. You know what I mean?
Right.
As far as the woman you're looking for. But then again, you have to be, you can't opt out for change. That's
right.
I would like to weigh in on this also
because,
when you finish, ma'am.
Yeah, because if you're opting out for change, then you're not willing to change. You get what I'm saying? So it's like always like evolving yourself if you're looking for that evolving woman. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I
mean.
Do. Yeah.
So if you're going to look for somebody that looks like they're going to be asking you for things, it's going to be a natural fit. You can't make it fit. And if it don't work, it don't work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Keep it pushing.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep pushing.
And that's where I am now. I told a particular young lady, just leave me alone. I'm good. You know, I'm not, you know, of course, again, I have the patience of Job, as they would say. I'll deal with you. As long as I see you're trying, I will work with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be there for you, pray with you, help you, counsel you,
Alexa,
whatever is needed, I'm there for you. But don't waste my time. You see what I'm saying? And that's what's going on.
I have a question.
Currently in the situation. Yes.
What do you expect, like, when you're going into a relationship? Because I'm thinking, trying to picture what type of woman you're looking for. like when you're going as a pastor, going into a relationship, what are your expectations from the woman? Like, what type of female? Are you picking regular girls, church girls? Like, where are you looking for your women at?
Anywhere you come from. not saying like that, because I found out, and I've been in church all of my life. I was raised in the church.
Most of your life,
so
right.
I know I'm familiar with the church girls. That's just I'm over them, you know.
Right.
I'd rather get someone that's not. I want them saved. I want them to be a believer. But
right,
things that may not be.
That's not like, look, listen, do me a favor, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to get a pen and pad. Because I definitely don't want you to chop up what you're manifesting.
Right.
You're manifesting your girl, so you got to think big.
Right.
You know, you can't play around with it and say, oh, I want this type of girl. I want her a freaking bed and a saved woman in the street. You understand? You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to be specific when you're asking God for something. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
when you're asking God, so write it down. You know the word says write it down, make it plain.
Write the vision, make it plain. That's right.
Yeah, so that's what
right.
you visualize your woman to be.
That's right.
I'm already visualizing my next man. I'm definitely
right.
not giving up on love.
Right. I got
but
you.
But then I know in order for me to have that man, I have to have a particular mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think a certain way. I have to move a certain way. You know what I mean? Because I know what type of man I want.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you have to really know what you want to start keying in on that. You're going to attract what
right.
you're attracting because you're not all over the place. I'll get her from anywhere. That's definitely a no-no.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean it in that respect now. I don't want, you know.
No, I get what you're saying, but if you want a church woman.
I ain't trying to be the proper Hosea.
Well, she's going
to
be in the church.
Unless, right. Yeah. Definitely want
to. Mr. Ruben.
Mr.
Ruben, you have your expectations. As a pastor, you have your expectations, or a preacher, you have your expectations from a woman. But what do you think your expectations would be if she's, you know, what her expectations, do you think you could meet her expectations? What would her expectations be?
I believe I can, because I believe in a relationship you're in, there are some compromising situations you will have to compromise on certain things. You understand what I'm saying? So I think I could. I could bend. I'm not as traditional as I used to be, let me say that.
Mm-hmm. With the dressing.
Yeah.
When she asked you about the dressing, like she said, would you be able to, the dressing to you was an issue. You know what I mean? The girl said something about how you dress. That kind of was an issue. Would you be able to compromise on the dressing?
Yeah. Like, for example, I wear khakis and a polo shirt for my dad every day.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, you need some on one pair of jeans and one pair of sneakers.
Wow.
You know, that's what the profession I worked in when I was working.
Right.
You know, so if, you know, I don't have a problem wearing jeans. I like jeans, but I just never bought any. You know? I never bought any, but I'm open to that. That's not a problem. I don't have a problem with that.
Hey, Pastor, I would like to weigh in. I don't know if you guys are taking turns or what, but I'd like when you guys. I'd like for you guys to, you know, just kind of share the mic.
Right.
What?
At any rate, I think you need to cast a broad net. It's interesting what women say, and I'd love to hear women speak. It's quite interesting. What I would do is get a matchmaker. You can start out by getting a matchmaker and realize it's going to be difficult, more difficult in America, especially due to social media, because women are focused on the bag, getting material trinkets from men. So it's going to be more difficult. But I would also look to other countries, other cultures. where women have not been so inundated and corrupted by materialism, feminism, Me Tooism, and, of course, lesbianism. Now, these lovely ladies, I don't know, they're talking about getting a man. Are they going to be direct in their approach? That's what men of quality would like, because men don't like to waste time, especially successful men, to waste time trying to chase.
I don't have time to
waste. Right, right. So women, a lot of women are time wasters. Just understand that.
Wow.
This is not being critical. It's just being accurate. And so I would say get a matchmaker where, you know, you have to meet at the same place at the same time for the same purpose. If those three don't coincide, then, of course, it's not going to work. Same place, same time, same purpose. And so I would say get a matchmaker, number one. Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful when a man wants a woman and can assert it, and vice versa. But I would also look in other countries. Men of all ranks have started traveling to other countries to find women. And I'm going to say this very candidly. Your options are better in another country because you get the fit, feminine, and friendly women. They tend to be more fit, more friendly, and more feminine. And femininity is very crucial in a relationship. A lot of women in America are bellicose. They're argumentative. They're combative. A successful man doesn't want to deal with that. He just doesn't. Let the Pookie and Ray Ray deal with that genre of woman.
Right.
So what you need to do is, in my humble opinion, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry. I was listening, and but Mr. Rubin, I feel like you would be most. I don't want to say, for lack of better words, satisfied. And from a black woman, I don't feel like your solution is outside of our race. I feel like we know best how to
love our black men. Wait a minute, before you say that, and see, that's the reason this has to be discussed. America does not hold the market on so-called black women. There are women of color.
I'm not saying America. I'm saying black women. I feel like a black woman could benefit from his education, from his spirituality. I feel like a black woman would best.
But define a black woman. Let's start with the definition. Define what a black woman is.
Hold on, sir.
A black woman is a black woman. It's simple as that.
Because you don't know. I understand. You know, with a lot of attitude and lip.
It's not
a woman with a lot of
I don't see why you would divert him purposely.
Let
me just say this. A lot of women in America are invested in keeping guys what they call beta guys. Hold on a minute. I'm going to tell you. A lot of guys that they don't want to be involved with sexually and completely, they still want these guys to be around because they get benefits from them. So I would not, hold on, I would not be inclined to take dating advice from a woman. That is a very sketchy proposition.
And what you wrote down, sir, everything you said and wrote down was definitely a statistic. But let me tell you about my culture. We don't do statistics. We don't do statistics.
Everything is a statistic.
Let me tell you. I don't know what storybook text message or whatever you wrote down and you figured this out about the black woman.
No. I said American women. First of all, if you're going to quote me correctly. I didn't say anything about black women. A successful man should want any good woman.
American women, he should go
because good women are in short supply. So whatever woman that fits his personality and will love him.
But that's your opinion. This man.
Okay, well, let's ask him. Sir, this is a very good conversation, by the way.
Broaden his horizon and look for a different type because he keeps running into Kikis and Wandas.
From a different culture, yes, from a different culture.
No, it don't matter. It could be white, black, purple, or brown. Women are women. We're going to feel the way we feel. It has nothing to do with culture.
Yeah, but some women are better than others. Some women have more character, and they are a better fit for men than others. Women who like to argue, for example, wait a minute, hold on. Women who like to argue.
You wrote it down. And you
okay,
believe
women
it.
Who like to argue are generally are not
it's
not a good.
It's not argument. It's letting you.
Yeah,
know
women who don't you. Listen well, and that's the American
no,
women on
opinion,
steroids. They don't listen
and it's
well.
A fact.
No.
It's a fact.
Okay, they file for
Mrs.
divorce
70 to 80%
of the time. They're not
absolutely,
good picks.
Absolutely, and that's it. That's just a fact.
I think
well,
that
yeah,
the
that's why he wants to avoid that
facts.
Reality. I would assume that, again, a lot of people like torture. They make
well.
You
say
wrong.
We've listened to you try to divert him. Like, you have a strategy on diverting him
yeah,
to a different culture.
It's within him.
He has
well, let
not
me ask
been
you this. Do you believe some women in some cultures are better than others?
Wow.
No.
That's a trick of the enemy.
Okay, but before you say that, answer the question. Do you believe that some women in some cultures are better than women in the culture?
Absolutely not. You'll find some whores
in Africa. You'll find some whores in America. It's whores everywhere, especially Russia and China. So you send them to China when they're professional whores. You know what I mean? Because we know how to carry ourselves and we can submit.
Under what condition do you
like
submit? I'm very interested.
We can.
What's the condition? You say you can. What condition do you selectively submit?
Let me tell you why I say that. If I can submit when it's something to submit to.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Sir, that's the exact reason, because most women, the average woman in America, notice what I said, don't corrupt my words.
The
average woman in America, it has been determined, is not
the average.
Hold on, ma'am, hold on a minute. The average woman in America is not satisfied with the average man.
Okay,
just like right now. The average woman in America wants the top 10.
Please flip your book over, next chapter.
Hold on, ma'am, hold on a minute. This is part of the problem right here. The average woman in America wants the top men. She wants the top.
He's saying average. He's not average, sir.